Hey, everybody, Rob here. Just getting you ready for episode number 3 of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Today, we're going to be listening to music videos from the 80s, 90s, and today, if that's not your thing at any point, you could skip ahead to 1 hour and 29 seconds into this thing, and you could hear what's coming up on the wheel for next time. The sound you hear is that of a wheel of podcast ideas that gets spun every week with your suggestions to decide what we talk about, because Rob and Akiva need a podcast. I am Rob Cisterino here back again for episode number 3 with Akiva Winokur. Akiv, Wheels Winokur, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
It's good to be back.
That's great. That's all right. Let's call it a day.
Well, I mean, we should pick what we're going to do for next week. Should we just spin the wheel? We could go.
Let's go. Let's go. Here we are. And today we are going to be talking about music videos. We will be watching a music video from the 80s, the 90s, and today to talk about some wacky music videos here in this podcast episode. Keith, how are you feeling about this idea? Are you bullish?
I always forget which ones. The Bulls were good and the Bears were bad.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Bears have been bad for a long time. The Bulls used to be good.
Not anymore.
They're both bad. Bullish or bearish are both bad. The listeners give us some tough sort of suggestions. I think this one is, you know, we'll see what we can make of it. This one is a little vague, right? We weren't given any instructions.
Yeah. To be fair, this was my suggestion.
So I'm going to blame you. If this goes awry, it's completely your fault. That's true.
Yeah. No, I'm nervous about this one. I'm nervous about this one because, and I don't know if it's necessarily that the idea is bad, but I feel like that we came into this day of recording the podcast with not enough pre-production coming
into plan.
This.
There's no plan right now. We have nothing.
Right. So
it's worked out in the past, though. We're usually not prepared and it usually works out.
I kind of feel like that we could use a midweek call to talk about what we're going to do when we actually get to the podcast. Like, we pick out the idea and then we just show up the next week to do the idea. But sometimes I think that maybe some planning might have helped.
Yeah, we could also talk about that before the show. But yeah, should we schedule it now for next week, our midweek call?
Sure. Well, it depends on what we like. If it's just watch season 3,
yeah, we've done that 200
7
times.
Of
sure.
Grey's Anatomy, that's, yeah, you know.
Do you want to put that on the board, Grey's Anatomy? I'm not into that.
Too beloved. Okay. Too beloved.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we are going to go through the videos that I had thought that we would watch the videos beforehand and then talk about them. But instead, Akiva and I, we just were in a Rob is a podcast patron fantasy football draft together, which ended up eating up a lot of time. So we are going to be talking about the music videos that we're going to do, one from the 80s, one from the 90s, and one from today. And then we are going to be viewing them simultaneously with you and then talking about our thoughts on said videos.
That sounds good.
Okay. What could go wrong?
Many things. So why do we pick 80s, 90s, and today? I think that's just like how radio people say when they play like a lot of music.
Yeah, that's going to be the tagline for this podcast. Should we ever do it again? Hits from the 80s, the 90s, and today with Rob and Akiva.
I'd say right now this is a long shot to get back on the board.
Yes. Now, last week, we did play-by-play of a Madden simulation of Jets-Patriots. No spoilers, if anybody wants to go back and listen to that one. And by and large, Keith, I feel like that the response was positive.
Yeah, we were very nervous. A lot of people told us, do not do sports no matter what. And we decided to do sports. And it went really well. I think the game ended up being really funny. A couple things happened that were like out of our control that ended up being memorable, and people really liked it. And I think that's something maybe we could do again, but anytime soon. But I think we could definitely go back to that well at some point.
Right, that could certainly be a possibility to find its way back onto the wheel at some point. And of course, if this is not something, this hits from the 80s, the 90s, and today that speaks to you, we will also post in the show notes when we can start discussing ideas to add to the wheel and the inevitable wheel spin, whenever that may be, later on in the show, Keith.
Yeah, either 20 minutes or 4 hours from now, the wheel spin.
I'd take the over on the 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
It's going to take 20 minutes to watch the music videos.
That's true. Maybe we should pick short music videos.
All right. So Akiva is the curator of all of the feedback that we get on the show. So, Akiva, how do you want to go through this?
I think we got hundreds of suggestions for which video to watch. So let me throw out maybe the most interesting ones.
Are you being hyperbolic? We got hundreds of suggestions?
Yeah, because I tweeted suggest things to me. So we got hundreds on Twitter.
Did people like send you like 30 suggestions in one tweet?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people sent 3 or 5, but a lot, like at the very least, dozens of people sent suggestions.
Okay.
If not hundreds.
Okay.
And I only took the best ones. But even here, I'm just going to read a couple that intrigued me, either because I don't know what they are or maybe they're interesting. So we're trying to lock in an 80s video. We're trying to lock in a 90s video. And we're trying to lock in today. I guess today is like 2000 till now, right?
Right.
Not just the aughts. It's like the whole century
right.
so far.
Not just 2017 or 2018, which would be this year. But Akiva, so are we locking in all three before we go? Or are we locking in the 80s, watching the 80s, and then going back
good
to the
question.
Well?
I think we should lock in all three.
I agree.
Because maybe we could come up with a theme also.
Okay. Sure.
If we come up with a theme that might work better.
Maybe there's right. some connective tissue. Maybe it's all one artist. Maybe it's all songs with a city in the
one
title.
One artist. Wow. Yeah. I didn't think about
knows?
That. That would be interesting. Yeah. All right. So Trevor Mack says, Mrs. Potato Head by Melanie Martinez. I don't know what that is. Do you know
I've
what that is?
I've never heard that song. And again, while I don't necessarily want to get into a beloved, iconic song, I also think that, and this is for the 80s.
No, this is a no. This singer was not even born until 1995.
Okay,
this is
so
a modern
this
song.
Is today. I would start with the '80s.
Oh, so you want to start with the '80s?
Yeah.
I was just going to bounce around. Okay. A lot of people suggested Billy Joel songs because you're famously a big enough Billy Joel fan to go to the concert, not a big enough Billy Joel fan to stay at the concert. People pointed that out. So what is there a Billy Joel video in particular you like? Someone suggested We Didn't Start the Fire. Are you familiar with that video?
I'm sure I've seen it. I mean, Billy Joel is not really known for his music videos. That's not
true.
Really something that is associated with him. I don't think he has anything that is going to be especially fun to riff on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Billy Joel... how come people don't talk about the driving stuff with Billy Joel anymore? Like, that was a big thing at the beginning of Twitter. Everything was just like a Billy Joel driving to people's houses joke. You haven't really seen much of that recently.
Well, I think that there are some people that are, you know, so iconic that I think that people are just willing to overlook their whatever transgressions they may have done in the past. Like David Letterman, nobody talks about his stuff from the... It's just like, you know, why are you going to bother him with that stuff? Same, you know, Billy Joel, it's like, all right, he's gone through, you know, let's, you know, leave it alone. And so when it's enough of a living legend, I think that they can overcome past controversy.
Yeah, fair.
Present controversies are tricky. Past controversies, you can, you know, just not talk about them.
Yeah, it's easy to get away from them. All right, so some 80s stuff. First, do you have any suggestions?
Is
there anything you particularly like remembered from the 80s? Because I don't remember the 80s, really.
Okay, well, I mean, these are things that I probably have seen over the years, maybe not necessarily, you know, when they aired. But let's, you know, I mean, go ahead. You have the list. You fire away, and then I'll give feedback.
Well, I'm going to say a lot of people suggested the same 80s music video.
Okay, what is it?
And it's Take On Me by A-ha.
Okay.
So I almost think like we got way more 90s and modern suggestions because our listeners, I think, are like me, weren't really around much in the 80s. There's a Bonnie Tyler Total Eclipse of the Heart, if you want to watch that.
Okay.
People sent that in. But we got way more 90s and 2000s. Do you want to lock in Take On Me by A-ha?
I would say let's put it in pencil and then let's, you know, hear the rest of it. And maybe we'll change what the 80s is going to be based on what the 90s and today's songs are going to be.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, so I think that that's number one on the board for the 80s. Pole position.
I put it on the board, yes. But not on the wheel, just on the board.
Right.
All right, so 90s stuff. We have a lot of 90s stuff.
Do you know that song? Have you heard that song before?
Yeah, I know the song, but I'm not familiar with the video, to be honest.
Yeah, I think there's like a... we can get into it. I've seen it before. This is a story.
All right, so 90s stuff. November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
It's kind of a long song.
It's a long song. Like that's a good point. We're trying to find short songs. A lot of people suggested Freak on a Leash by Korn, which was a very popular video. I think MTV even retired it from TRL.
Oh, wow.
It, like, won so many weeks in a row.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, and I've not seen it since I was young, the video is about a bullet just traveling through things the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like it follows a bullet, and then I think there's a cartoon aspect too, an animated aspect.
Sounds familiar. That it is not something that I can think of off the top of my head, so I probably did see it, but it does not really stand out to me.
Some Green Day suggestions, Basket Case, maybe a Good Riddance, you know, in a Seinfeld tribute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that an interesting video?
I have no. I don't even know if they made a video for Good Riddance. Other people suggested Basket Case for Green Day.
I mean, no. Are people? Are we like a cover band, and people are just like throwing out songs that they like?
No, I think they're throwing out videos. I was just thinking about the Seinfeld connection. Mbop by Hanson.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun one. The Hoff, Hooked by a Feeling. Megan Z wants us to do that. A Hoff video. David Hasselhoff.
I don't believe that's from the 90s.
It's not? Is it from the 2000s?
I don't think that David Hasselhoff started recording music until, well after Baywatch Nights came to pass.
What was Baywatch Nights? It was the sequel to Baywatch?
Spinoff. It's like Baywatch at Nighttime.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Were you a Baywatch watcher?
No.
I never really saw Baywatch.
No, I was just,
would you admit if you were a Baywatch watcher?
Is there anything about the shows or my habits that I've, shied away from?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's probably more embarrassing things you watch, mm-hmm. Big Brother. Michael Jackson's Remember the Time.
Oh, that's good.
Can I say something? I know I've had this take before. Like,
you hate Michael Jackson.
Why is it still acceptable
because
Michael Jackson's part of culture?
Because he died. Just the same thing that I'm talking about, where if you could be a living legend, and then if you are a dead legend, all is forgiven.
Yeah, the truth is he was untouchable. He was very toxic the last 6 years of his life. You would never hear his songs on the radio, mm-hmm. ever. People forget this. You know, we had that 50 concert thing that he was preparing for when he died. And I think there were none of those tickets were sold.
The best thing that ever happened to his career was him dying.
Yeah, I will say, if you like Michael Jackson, maybe Google the old search out the old Vanity Fair articles about him. I don't think you'll still like Michael Jackson after that.
I feel like that we're getting off brand here.
All right. I forgot. There's a pro Jackson podcast. I don't want to go the other way.
Look, people, I think that there are more people that are in the, he is, let's not speak ill of the dead. All is forgiven. Mm-hmm. And
sure.
Let's remember the good times. Remember the times that were good.
One more 80s suggestion, by the way. A lot of people wanted to be Rickroll. They wanted Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah. Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel was the other 80s one.
Hmm. Okay.
A lot of 90s songs people suggested were one-hit wonders.
Yes.
We got a lot of one-hit wonder suggestions. Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Closing Time by Semisonic.
Yeah.
The 90s was really a good era for one-hit wonders.
Yes.
Or do you have any interest in any of those songs?
Closing Time sounds fun.
It's not a great video. I did pre-watch that video.
So if it's not a great video,
Yeah, I do like the idea of what about only doing one-hit wonders? If we just picked a one-hit wonder from the 80s, a one-hit wonder from the 90s, and then a one-hit wonder from this century.
Does A-ha have another hit?
No. A-ha, so the person, Kaya sends in, and a bunch of people send in, do the A-ha song, but she said, specifically, she can read our mind after listening to so many podcasts. She said, do not call A-ha one-hit wonder.
Okay. Now, but Kaya already get to pick the Perfect Strangers recap?
Correct. Correct. But a lot of people sent in this A-ha song. 5 or 6 people sent it in. And I will say, Rolling Stone's list of all-time one-hit wonders, A-ha's number one. So A-ha, Rolling Stone, who I think knows more about music than just a single listener, says that they are a one-hit wonder.
Okay. All right. Well,
Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Oh, that's fun.
Should we do that? Should that be our 90s one-hit wonder?
I don't know. I would enjoy that. I don't remember much of the video other than I feel like that there's soccer hooligans running around. I don't know if it's funny, but I feel like the song is always funny.
Yeah, the song is funny. All right, so can we lock in the A-ha? Because I think that's our one-hit wonder from
okay.
the 80s.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. All right, so the 90s. So you're not into... By the way, Eagle Eye Cherry. I listen to that song. You forget it. So you know that song, right?
Yeah.
Safe Tonight?
Yeah.
It is a nice song. I didn't... I sort of knew he was a one-hit wonder. This actually really intrigued me. Safe Tonight is the first song on his first album, right?
Okay.
So, like, he peaks literally with his first song ever. Eagle Eye Cherry, you know how many followers he has on Twitter? Let's play our old favorite game. How many Twitter followers does Eagle Eye Cherry
have? Eagle Eye Cherry is the guy.
Yeah, it's his name. It's actually his name. That's okay. not even his act name. It's his name.
I will say he has 8,500.
No, you were close when you said 85. He has 72 followers on Twitter.
Is he verified?
He's not verified, but it's pretty clearly him because he's promoting all his stuff. And it's pretty obviously him. And he's linking out to his other social medias that are his.
There was a sweet spot for getting on Twitter where if you were, you know, like, hey, oh, I like this artist. Now, Twitter is just like in the death throes of just existing.
Yeah, but it's sad to me. So I looked up, like, what's he doing now? He's still making music. I watched his last video he just put out. It's really good. Like, the song is really nice. I feel bad. Like, it must be interesting to, like, I would love to see an interview with someone like him. Like, what's it like to peak with literally the first thing you ever put out? And, like, I guess he's still paying the bills by doing this. Like, he could probably tour and, I don't know, like, play that song. But you don't think that's interesting? Like, he never has another hit, but he's, like, still trying. And what would happen for somebody like him to have a second hit? It seems almost impossible.
It would be pretty impossible, right? Because nobody's going to discover
like
him.
Still, he could sure. easily still be famous. Like, his last song, it has like 100,000 views on YouTube. It's a really good song. There's no reason why if he wasn't like a big star, that would be like a hit song. I don't know. I feel super bad for Eagle Eye. Should that be a podcast? We just like interview Eagle Eye Cherry about like what it's like
to be
one-hit wonder.
Does he want us to manage his career? Can we bring him back? I mean, I don't really love that song.
Is that your problem? You think that the song is bad? That's why he went away.
I don't think the song is bad.
You think he's a zero hit wonder?
I know the song is fine.
Should we do that song as our 90s song and get into it?
Is it a good video?
I remember very well. He's walking. It's a very 90s thing where like he's kind of like singing while walking through streets the whole
okay.
time,
How
which
about
is
this?
Half of all 90s videos.
If we have time, maybe let's look at Save Tonight.
We could just pick that as our 90s video. What do you mean? Like, you want to do a fourth
know.
Video?
It doesn't make me... I'm not excited to talk about Eagle Eye Cherry.
Okay. Cranberries by the Zombie... A Zombie by the Cranberries people are sending in. She
no,
just passed this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, no. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. A lot of people wanted us to do Friday by Rebecca Black, but you've already famously really touched about everything that can be mentioned from that video.
Right. That was in 2011, but yeah, it does feel like it's stuff that I've already done.
So what's leading the pack right now? You don't want to do Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, I'm okay with that. I just don't know if the
You're
video
okay
is that,
that
exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if any of these videos are that exciting. We could sort of
we know
see when we...
Closing Time's not that exciting. I mean, does that speak to me as like a memorable video? But I was not watching a lot of music videos in 1997.
Did you ever have a music video phase where you were very big into MTV when you were younger?
Yeah, I think when I was in like junior high school, I feel like that was the era when I watched the most MTV.
A lot of people, I was a big, yeah, I did watch like TRL every day when it first started. I also really liked, like The Real World was on. So I would watch MTV. They would sometimes mm-hmm. do Real World marathons and I would just pound like five seasons in a row.
Right. I also had a college housemate who was really into TRL. And then I used to, around 1999, 2000, I had seen a lot of TRL as well.
A lot of people want us to do Californication by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Obviously not a one-hit wonder, although it would be funny if we tried to pass them off as a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Is it black and white?
I don't remember. The person who said it said it's they're in a video game, and it was one of the coolest things 10-year-old me had seen. I believe that's Brandon Spears' suggestion.
Yeah, I think I'm getting confused with a different Chili Peppers video.
Yeah, but that does ruin our theme. That's the problem with picking the Chili Peppers.
Okay.
A Meatloaf, so I would do anything for love, but I won't do that from the 90s.
Yeah, I feel like
we're
sort
saying
like
he's not a one-hit wonder.
He's not a one-hit wonder. It's kind of like a Beauty and the Beast theme on Meatloaf with that song. Like he's like the girl is like being chased, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She's like trying to get away and like they're trying to catch them. So there's a story there. There's a narrative.
Yeah. You want to just pick one of these one-hit wonders from the 90s? You want to pick between Tub Thumpin' and the Eagle Eye Cherry?
Let's make tub thumping number one on the board for right now. And then let's see if we can nail down the song from today.
All right. Somebody says Shaggy Wasn't Me.
Okay.
That's from 2000. It's weird to say that's like emblematic of this century when it was basically practically a 90s song.
I don't think it is, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you had to like put a song from the 90s or a music video from the, excuse me, from 2000 till now in a time machine, it would be weird to put Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
Right.
I don't know. What? Also, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Again, that's also that's 2000.
Well, if is not, it 99 not, or 2000?
I believe it's not actually 99.
Do you remember that they played a concert on the Mets field before Game 3 of the World Series?
Yes.
No, really disgracing a venerable institution like the World Series.
Right.
Who Let the Dogs Out concert.
Actually, no. So it was 2000. And the Mets used to play that. That would be their song that they would play. And I think like another team, actually. I think like the Mariners had actually started doing it first. But like when the Mets would record the final out, they would play the Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah. Do you remember? So that's 2000. Here's some Mets talk. Sorry to the listeners. Do you remember the 1999 Mets like slogan, like their theme song?
L.A. Woman.
Yes. By the Doors. Yes.
Yes.
Mojo Rising.
But not the whole song. It would like start at like.
Mojo Rising.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kirk Wendell was very into that song.
Yeah. So I thought it was Todd Zeal.
I thought it was a Turk.
We're losing Turk Wendell back.
You think we could get Turk Wendell on the podcast?
He's a interesting character. He like wanted all his contract to be like $9,999,000.
Yeah, it had to be the 99 cents because he was obsessed with the number 99.
Brushed his teeth with black licorice, so I think he'd be a character.
He would be a character. Matt Gagan, I'm 99% sure I finally have that right. Says that we should do Frontier Psychologist by the band The Avalanches. I told him to come up with something a little less mainstream.
Yeah. I don't mind.
I like that idea because I have no idea what that could be. That music could be, video could be anything. I thought it would be pretty obscure. And then Katie tweets in and suggests the same exact video I've never heard of. Frontiers, The Avalanches, Frontier Psychiatrist. I feel like we almost have to do that.
Okay. How many Twitter followers does the band The Avalanches have?
I think they're like British. They might be a DJ. I'm going to guess a lot. But it's definitely their biggest song.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's definitely reasonable to call
it a one-hit
wonder.
What's it called again? The Avalanches?
Yeah, and the song is called Frontier Psychologist. They have 42, they're verified. They have 42,000 followers on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Frontier
I do like the idea because we have no.
Now, hold on. I need you to clarify the homonym here. Is it Frontier Psychologist as in
F-R-O-N-T-I-E-R? Frontier, like the Old West.
Okay.
Frontier.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like speaking
Not
to my back ear or my frontier.
Got it. All the Small Things by Blink-182. That's. I think at this point we're really knocking on anything that's not a one-hit wonder.
I think we're also knocking on anything that's from 2000 or 2001.
Yeah, the 99, 2000, 2001. It's not really... All right, so the 80s, we have Take On Me by A-ha. The 2000s, we have The Avalanches, Frontier Psychologist. We have no idea what to expect there. So now we just have to pick a 90s song. So we have Tub Thumpin' by Chumbawamba. We have Umbop by Hanson. Did I pronounce that wrong? It's not Umbop. It's like Umbop by Hanson.
I thought that's a very late 90s. Is that that might even be 98 or 99.
Umbop is a 90s song. It couldn't have existed in the 2000s.
You sure it's not on the button 2000?
I'm not sure at all.
Okay, let me see. Mbop, Wikipedia, and April 15th, 1997.
Yeah, it's a 90s song.
Room to Spare, yeah. Okay.
Well, you know that song, it was like, You Get What You Give? I'm trying to think of the name. Nobody suggested this one.
You Get What You Give.
Yeah, like, don't give up. The New Radicals.
Okay.
It's from 98. He's in a mall. It's a good video. I believe it's like a big hit, and then he like retires after his first big hit. So they're a real one-hit wonder where he like basically leaves the industry, I think, after like his first hit.
Mm. So what do we want to do? We want to get the New Radicals to come back?
No, I don't know if we need to have them come back, but we could give them some free publicity here by doing the New Radicals You Get What You Give song. It's 98. It was a pretty classic 90s one-hit wonder. I think when you think of 90s one-hit wonders, it's very high on the list.
Mm-hmm.
VH1, it's one of their 40 greatest one-hit wonders of the 90s.
Yeah.
It was a good video, if I remember, also.
Yeah. That's not as exciting to me as the Chumbawamba or the Hanson.
All right, let me just throw out some more quick 90s one-hit wonders, because that's the one we're still struggling with, okay?
Okay.
And then you see if anybody tops those. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. I'm Too Sexy, Right Said Fred. Very horny, the 90s, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. That basically...
Rico Suave.
Yeah, Rico Suave. Okay.
They have Tub Thumpin' in the top five. Ice Ice Baby. Cotton Eye Joe. Who knew that was a 90s song? I thought that was like a 70s song.
Who knew there was a video for that?
Yeah. Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Yeah.
Achy Breaky Heart by Miley Cyrus's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Lullaby by Sean Mullins. That song kind of always annoyed me.
I don't think I know it off the top of my head.
I'm not going to sing it. I don't want to like...
Could you mouth trumpet it real quick?
I don't remember exactly how it went. Isn't that like... Is that different than Rockabye? Wasn't there a song Rockabye also? I think that might be the same song.
Is it?
I think it is. All right. Well, I have two more really good 90s suggestions here. Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Okay.
You know that song?
Yes.
That's a really classic.
Like a million movies. Football commercials. Also, like I remember it was the Super Bowl, I think, leading up to, was it the first Packers Super Bowl or the Packers Broncos leading up to that one?
I like that song. I would do that.
Yeah. Okay. Is it a good video?
I think it was a popular video.
It was in like a million commercials.
Yes. It was a very popular song. And the other one is Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground, another classic 90s.
Mm-hmm. Is that a good video?
One Hit Wonder. I remember hearing that song on the radio a lot. I don't remember it getting a lot of rotation play on MTV.
Okay, what would be your pick out of all these?
If you're down on Eagle Eye Cherry, which is fine. I like Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. I'm fine with Tub Thumpin' Chumbawamba if you want to pick that also.
Okay. Well, then... What do you think the listeners would like?
They probably want us to get to the wheel already.
Yeah. I feel like if we get through the first two quickly, I'm okay with checking out Eagle Eye Cherry.
Okay, fine. All right. So, but what do you want to pick as our 90s one?
I mean, Tub Thumpin' speaks to me the most.
All right, so let's do it. Because that's a real 90s.
It's funny to say Chumbawamba.
Yeah, Chumbawamba is a fun thing to say. We could just talk about like how they name them if we've got nothing. All right, so let's start with Take On Me by A-ha.
Okay.
We'll go in order, 80s, 90s,
Take
and then
On
we'll
Me.
To-
oh, hold on. What's the connective tissue between Take On Me, Chumbawamba, and Frontier Psychologist by Avalanche? These are all one-hit
one
wonders.
Okay. 100%. Except the Avalanches, maybe you could argue, are no-hit wonders. I mean, that's the most popular song. It has 15 million views on YouTube. Like, it is a hit.
Yeah, 42,000 people on Twitter would disagree, Akiva.
True. I mean, maybe he's just got really sweet tweets. Like, maybe he's like Rob Delaney. Like, he's just a Twitter comedian. Like, he is not selling anything else.
Okay.
Rob Delaney's not selling.
So, we'll post the links to all of these videos on our show page at robiswebsite.com. Of course, also, we didn't mention at the top of the show, we always appreciate it when you rate and review the podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/nap to go and give us a review in the Apple Podcast Store. We should talk about that again for all the people that skipped this and just went right to the wheel when we talk about the wheel.
All right. We'll make a note.
Okay. All right, Keith. So I'm going to bring up this video and gonna wait for this commercial to end. And then Akiva and I will be able to look at the video simultaneously. This won't be like on Madden last week where we had to both hit play at the same time. So the video is going to be 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Keith, I think that we should stop and talk during the video, sort of like set the scene of what's going on. So we will take breaks and I can pause it on my own. When you want to go ahead and stop the music video, just, you know, call it out.
Should I say stop?
Sure.
There's an ad here for Monday.com. What do you think that product is? Like, that was the advertisement for the video.
I watched so many YouTube videos that I can tell you that Monday.com is a scheduling software. It seems like it's some sort of like third party, like a Google Calendar, company, like a management software.
Yeah, at work we're always looking for because the one we used went out of business, I think. So we're always looking for stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to help you get organized and not a paid placement.
Okay, if I want you to stop, I'm just going to say Monday.com instead of stop. That'll be like their promotion for this.
But why do they get that promotion?
I don't know. I just, it's on the screen right now, Monday.com.
I mean, if anything, you should say like 32 fans podcast, or at least get some actual promotion from.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Just say, just, you know, I'll know when you want us to stop.
Okay, fine.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Aha, take on me.
716 million views.
Okay. This is the official musical video for Aha, Take On Me. At the 1986 MTV Video Music Awards, the video for Take On Me won 6 awards, including Best New Artist in a Video, Best Concept Video, Most Experimental Video, Best Direction, Best Special Effects, and Viewer's Choice, as was nominated for 2 others, Best Group Video and Video of the Year. Boy, it was like the Titanic of music videos. Take On Me was also nominated for Favorite Pop Rock Video at the 13th American Music Awards in 1986.
Yeah, I feel like they were more serious than the MTV Music Awards.
Right.
Like, it was a little more like the Oscars.
All right.
2.8 million upvotes, 108,000 downvotes. A lot of haters here.
Okay. Not us. All right. Let's talk about Take On Kiev. Okay. We are opening up with some cartoon illustrations, like a storyboard, Kiev.
Yeah, a lot of drawings.
Of like a motorcycle race. On your mark.
Remember Speed Racer? That was big, like, at this time.
I never loved
Speed Racers.
Okay,
I like the song. Go Speed Racer, go.
This part
is
good.
Is this whole thing is animated?
No. It's going to be
some... The whole video is not animated. I don't think I've ever seen this before. Are there spoilers on music videos?
Yes. Okay. Checkered flag. Oh, wait. Oh, see it all. Let's stop. So we had seen all this cartoon animation, black and white drawing, but then pull back reveal. It's actually a woman in a diner. She is reading the. Is this a comic book or is this a newspaper, Keith?
I think we're about to find out. It's a weird, like, is it like a very long comic strip? It seems maybe it's the Sunday paper where it's like extra long.
Yeah,
because there's no. Like, I have no idea what this could be. Like, is it a coloring book that she's brought into this diner where she's being served?
It looks like it, but I think it's supposed to be that she's like, I don't think this, she's reading a graphic novel, I don't think.
It's also a very makeshift diner. Like, there's a sign behind her that says, nice cold, ice cold milk.
Right.
But it's like, there's a lot of sheets around. It looks like, some director spent 20 minutes trying to turn this into a pretend diner.
Yeah, she's being served a cup of coffee by a woman who is, I believe, supposed to be a waitress. But she doesn't have any sort of, like, waitress apron.
Yeah,
or...
she's dressed like a regular person. Like, you're at somebody's house, almost. Yeah. It's not a waitress outfit.
She's also serving a cup of coffee, which appears to already have milk or cream in it. This is not a black cup of coffee. Do you find that, is that odd? I feel like that in most diners, the cream and sugar would be on the table.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so you'd have to tell me.
Like, and it's not like Dunkin' Donuts where, can I get a coffee light and sweet? Where, you know, they kind of let you do that on your own. What sauces do you think those are on the table?
I it's hard to tell. Like, it's some sort of hot sauce. One of them looks like a salad dressing. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the end of the video. We'll find out what the sauces on the table were.
Okay. We'll give the time code for where we're stopped in case anybody is crazy enough to be trying to watch along with us. Okay, let's go back to what's going on with this lady reading the comic book. Okay. Exterior of the diner. Taking the order. Oh, she's getting the check. She's looking. Oh, wait. One of the panels is moving.
Yeah, the panels are now moving. It's like an artist book. It's like it's a book of drawings.
Yeah, she's making eyes at 57 seconds with the guy from the comic book. Seems like that the race storyline has come to an end in the story.
Yeah, but is this going to be a love story between her and the comic book character?
I think you know where this is going, Keith.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
So she's looking deeply into the dark eyes of Mr. Comic Book Sketch.
Speed Racer himself.
And he winks. He just winked. Confirmed wink. All right. Stopping at 1 minute. Creepy animated hand reaching out of the page of the book. And she appears distressed.
Yeah, I mean, this is like out of a horror movie right now. I hope she's okay at the end. I'm a little nervous for her.
I have seen this exact scene take place in The Ring. Mm-hmm. She would have a blood-curdling scream. She appears a little bit like, oh.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that's weird. A hand came out of the table, the book on top of this table. Mm-hmm. That's slightly bizarre.
Yes.
That's the look she has right now.
She's looking at her. Nobody else thinks it's weird. The finger at 106 gives a come hither gesture. Yeah. I feel like that the fingers are a little stubby.
Stubby fingers. They're fake. I mean, so she's being invited into the comic book strip, it seems like.
Yeah. That's one of the things. They say it's hard to animate a finger. That's why every cartoon character only has four fingers. That any if you were to draw a picture of a hand, it's always going to look weird.
Yeah, they say water also is hard to get.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, come here. Come here, you. Come in this comic book. What could go wrong?
This guy has ill intentions. I'm a little nervous, though.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. No matter what I was reading, I would not go into the pages of a book. But
I would agree.
She's thinking about it.
She's such an 80s look also.
Yeah. Okay, she's now holding hands with the... And now, okay, here we are at 117. She's now in the comic book. She's made it.
She's in the comic book. She's made it safely.
Now, how much do you think that check was, Keith? You think
there was nothing on the table besides coffee. So did she get a meal? They cleared off and then she got coffee? Where she's literally sitting in the diner having coffee. And then it's like, this is the 80s, so max a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to give a check for.
But. Is this a dine-in-ditch situation?
Oh, well, what do the restaurants have some sort of rule if you magically go into a comic book pages while you're at the restaurant? Like, she's probably going to come out in the restaurant also. I don't think she's going to come out unless she's stuck in the comic book forever. I don't think she's going to come out on the street. And she could always come back later and explain, like, I got sucked into the pages of a comic. Like, here's the dollar that I owe you.
Yeah, we're in uncharted waters.
This happens all the time.
Certainly. Yes. As we resume at 117. Okay, so he's like dragging her. In a positive way, yeah, leading her. And then, well, hold on now. He stands in front of sort of like a drawn mirror, but then he becomes like back to like a three-dimensional person that you could see through that window at a minute and 26 seconds.
Yeah, no, she's not there yet. She is still just a drawn cartoon character.
Okay, so it's the guy, he's going back and forth. Oh, wait, now here's the rest of the band. He's able to go back and forth between, I'm a drawing, I'm a person, I'm a drawing, I'm a person.
So this guy's the lead singer of A-ha, right?
You would think so.
I would think he's the lead, and she's just an actress. She's not in the band.
I don't think that she's a member of the band, no.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So this guy, A-ha, I think is from Norway.
Yeah, and now we're starting to see some of the other guys in the band, but they're not drawn. They're real, everybody else in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And we see
she
real her back to drawing her. How would you describe the outfit that the front man of A-ha is wearing?
I'd say it's like an 80s leather jacket.
Yeah.
Type of situation.
White shirt.
They're both in extremely like mid 80s wear.
I mean, it's on brand for 1986.
Yeah, especially like a Euro guy in the mid 80s. Like, it's exactly what you expect him to look like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the guy on the keyboard. Doesn't look like he's really playing.
I think the keyboard player knows how to play the keyboard.
Yeah, he seems to
just be smashing buttons like my son does when he takes a toy keyboard.
He could be an actor.
You don't think he's in the band? How many people are in A-ha?
No idea. I'd guess three.
Okay.
But we're back to the diner, and now here's the waitress. She's saying, like, hey, what is this?
Oh, she's going to be mad about... You think she calls the cops? Seems like a lady who likes to call the cops.
Could be a mystery. She's picking something up. What does she have in her hand? Is that change?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Maybe we'll get a zoom in on the...
Yeah, I think it's the change. Yeah, because the coffee was probably 79 cents, so she's probably just picking up the...
That's
she
her
probably
tip?
Left 79 cents. Yeah. Okay.
It's like, hey, where'd that girl go? Oh, she's mad, the waitress. Oh, and now she took the comic and she's ripping it up. She's going to throw in the garbage.
Oh, no.
She's like that.
I'm actually nervous now. Like, does that mean they're stuck in this purgatory forever?
Maybe. But yeah.
Who rips up? Like, why not throw it in the garbage? Like, who rips up a newspaper? That's an insane person.
She's like, that little jerk can't believe she stiffed me on this bill, didn't give me a tip. I'm going to take her newspaper
What's
and 15% throw it in the garbage.
Of 79 cents?
I don't know.
Like a dime.
Yeah, it's probably like 12 cents.
Yeah, she got stiffed.
Okay. Even in the drawing, I don't think that guy knows how to play the piano.
No, he has no idea. So that guy's name is Magna Furenholman.
Magna Furenholman?
Yeah, he's the keyboardist. Morten Harkett is the lead singer, and then the guitarist is Paul Wachter Savoy. So it is, you were right. It's a
Paul Wachter from Survivor?
Wachtar. There's two A's. It's W-A-A-K-T-A-R.
Okay.
He was named of Knight's First Class of the Order of St. Olav by King Harald for his services to Norwegian music and his international success.
But I nailed it, three guys in Aha.
Yeah, you did nail it. There are exactly three people in Aha.
Okay.
Aha disbanded in 2010.
Come on, let's get them back together.
I think they are back together, maybe. Because you know how I know, like, I go to a lot of bands' Wikipedia pages. If you start with a was, then the band is no longer there. Like, so-and-so was a Norwegian band, but here it's is. So I don't think actually disbanded. Okay. That is the cheat code.
Okay.
A little tip for you
all
out
right.
there.
2 minutes and 4 seconds. The waitress wishes she got a little tip, but she did not. Okay. Let's get back to Take On Me. So the waitress, she's crumpled up that newspaper, and she's
I'm not sure the drummer knows how to play the drums either.
No, she doesn't. She slams it into the waste paper basket with authority.
Larry Nance-style dunk from 1986.
All right. Newspaper in the trash. Not recycling in 1986. In the straight-up waste paper basket.
Mm.
Okay. And now, wait, hold on. Here's this guy. Whoa!
He breaks the glass.
Yes, because I guess this must be some sort of, what would you call these guys? Like authority figures.
Yeah, he's like a cartoon cops or something.
Yes, there's evil forces, and they've come with a wrench, and they have broken the two-dimensional to three-dimensional looking glass in half. Because now, hey, this newspaper is in the garbage.
This made me nervous. Like, how are they getting out
of this? This part is scary. Okay.
This guy's up to no good, this cop.
Right.
Or he might not be a cop. He might be like I don't know. He's wearing a helmet. So he's got to be some sort of official.
No, newspaper deportation force is
That's
here.
Possible. All right. Okay. What's going to happen next?
All right. Oh, they got them. They grab the girl. They get
right,
back.
He punched the guy.
Yes. Okay.
He's running away from
the bad guys.
The cop guy.
From the bad guys.
Yeah, the bad guys.
Yeah. Which I don't really know where they're running to, because it feels like.
Yeah, they're running down some stairs, it looks
they're
like.
They're all like through some hallway. Okay, those guys are chasing them into the cavern. Shots of the piano player. Dead end. Uh-oh. Here come the bad guys.
They're trapped in the hallway. Two guys. They have the number 13 on their helmets. What do you think that signifies, the number 13?
Unlucky. Yeah.
They're unlucky. What are the helmets, though? Well, I want to know, like,
are these
from.
Other drivers from the race earlier?
That's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe he beat them in the race, and now they're mad at him for winning the race. That's what I'm thinking.
They're pissed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But they're cornered. They ran into a dead end in the two-dimensional black and white hallway, and these guys, they have a huge wrench, and so it looks like it's probably going to end badly for the lead singer of Aha and this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And wait, hold on. We have some sort of escape hatch that's been opened, Keeve.
Oh boy, what is this? By the way, the actress's name is Bunty Bailey.
Bunty Bailey. Okay. And a black hole has been opened, and it looks like this could be the way out of here for Bunty. And what is the name of Mr. Aha?
Morten Harkett. Now, Bunty Bailey is his girlfriend at the time of the video.
Oh, okay. Well, did they meet on the set of the video? Is it like
no?
Is
I
that
think
a
he probably
cute?
Cast her as like as his girlfriend because they were dating. That's my guess.
But it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think they're still married. Morten Harkett and Bunty Bailey.
Okay. All right. So looks like we're gonna get away. Come on, trust me. Let's go into this black hole. Crawl through into there. We'll get away from these guys with the wrench. Now, hold on. Now, what's happened here? We're back to the diner, and everybody is, like, looking into the waste paper basket like something
Everyone's
has happened.
The garbage. A lot of people think, they have very puzzled faces right now.
Maybe they heard, like, somebody playing the keyboard and the drums.
Do you think the noise of the song is playing out into the garbage bin from the newspaper? Is that what's happening?
Maybe that's possible, because this has really caused a stir here in the diner. Everybody's looking. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, no. Bunty's back.
Yes, she's back, and she's a little worse for the wear. She appears to have, like, some soot on her face now.
Yeah. There's some, yeah, there's some soot on the face. That's a very 80s thing. Like, you come to and there's a lot of, you have a very dirty face.
Yeah. And she is, you know, looking up at the waitress and think the waitress is still not going to be happy about this whole thing. Like, hey, how did you get behind the counter? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing back there?
Yeah. Get out of the garbage.
So Bunty now takes
Bunty's on the run.
She takes the newspaper out of the garbage and runs for it out of the cafe.
Out of the cafe.
Again, stiffing the waitress on the check for a second time in this music
video. We don't know if she stiffed her on the tap because we
why is she running? Why is she running then?
Well, because I don't know. She wants, like, she knows that the waitress ripped up the newspaper. She wants control of the newspaper. I think she paid.
It's a magic newspaper?
Well, it's clearly a magic newspaper at this point. I think we've established that, right?
Certainly. I mean, it could not get more magical than what's going on here. All right.
I think this would really bring back, like, if newspapers could, it, like, implement they say some print sort is of magic dead. Thing,
yeah.
Then I think print would be back. Like, the New York Daily News would be able to, you know, rehire everyone, hopefully fire Manish Mehta.
Well, Keith, what would happen if you were reading the New York Daily News and Manish Mehta was going to reach
Drag
through the
me
paper?
Into the paper? Oh, truly a nightmare.
You're in my world now, Akiva.
Oh, boy. Now, where's she going here?
Okay. She went home, and now she's unfolding the newspaper. She's like, okay, good, I'm back. And she's trying to get back and find that guy in the newspaper again. Her hands are probably filthy at this point. I mean,
she's very dirty. She probably should take a shower before she does this.
Yeah.
Like, the paper's not going anywhere.
No, I don't think so. Okay, she's back, and when she's reading the rest of the story, I guess that then the story was going to continue because Morton got her out, but he stayed behind, and she's like, oh my God, I got to find out what happens to Morton, so I got to keep reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see. So do you think she's going to start appearing in the story?
I don't know. I think that Morton is going to come out, she's going to pull him out of the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe he can find another hatch to get out.
Yeah.
But still, he's got to deal with these wrench guys. She's reading. Oh, no, he's dead, I think. Hold on.
He's dead?
Yeah, there was a shot of him. He's flat on the ground.
You want to rewind 1 second? Can we rewind 1 second to the shot of him being dead?
Yeah, take a look at this. Go back to 314. She's like sitting down. She looks kind of bored right now. She's reading. And now look at
another day of the guy coming in.
Keith.
Is he dead or is he like in trouble? He's on the floor.
Is he playing dead?
There's a pool of blood by his head, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a pool of blood, but it does appear like he has suffered a bludgeon.
Yeah, he's been bludgeoned. There's definitely been a bludgeoning.
Can you suffer a bludgeon or can you only be bludgeoned?
You could suffer a bludgeoning.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Poor Morton.
I am nervous. Let's see what
she's
happens.
Crying.
She's going to try and go in and save him, I think.
Oh, wait, hold on. Something's happening. He's trying to get out. And then, miraculously, he has been resuscitated and come to life. And now he's appearing in her apartment.
He's like in the mirror or something right now. There's something blocking him from getting to her.
Yeah, he's like stuck in the wall. And, oh, hold on.
Oh, no. He's trying to get out of this magical mirror wall thing.
Right.
And he
cannot. Yeah, he's like he's banging up against the panels in the comic book. And now he's appeared in her apartment. And he's like going back and forth from being a two-dimensional drawing to being a real person. But in the reality, he's just like banging against the walls of the hallway. And he's like having an episode.
Yeah, he is having an episode. We are also having an episode right now.
Oh, you certainly are. Okay. So, 18 seconds left. Hopefully this works out better than the first half for the Jets last week with 18 seconds to go.
He might have CTE at this point. He just smashed his head into the wall to try and get out. And there's 10 seconds left. I'm nervous he's not going to get out.
No, he's out. He's out.
He's very sweaty.
Yes,
now
he's out. 7 seconds to go. And now we see the
AHA
comic
magazine.
Book. AHA magazine.
And they're together
it.
Forever.
That was it.
Beautiful.
Keith, we didn't talk much about the lyrics of Take On Me. I really have no idea what this song is about.
Yeah, we really weren't focusing on the song because the video was so engrossing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like Take On Me and Take Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the lyrics are, take on me. We're talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you. Shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? And then there's the take on me. I'll be gone in a day or two. So needless to say, I'm odds and ends, I'll be stumbling away, slowly learning that life's okay. Say after me, it's no better to say sorry, and then take on me again. That's it. That's the whole song.
Yeah, it's, I think it's something about like, I'm going to be gone soon, so we might as well, like, what's the worst that's going to happen? Let's give it a shot.
Yeah. I mean, I see why this song is popular. It has like a nice hook.
Mm-hmm.
What would you score the video on a scale of 1 to 10 here?
Well, I think that it was, you know, a big deal for 1986, obviously.
Do you think the graphics were like ahead of its time? Do you think the graphics were considered cool back then?
I don't know if they were
a very expensive video.
Yeah, ahead of its time. But I think that combining the animation with the live action, I think, was probably unprecedented. I mean, I do think that the best part of the song itself is like the long musical intro before the lyrics start. I think that that's sort of like the most exciting part of the song.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm going to give this video a 5.5 out of 10. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good video. I mean, I think you understand why it's iconic. Had a little story there, but I mean, there's a non-zero chance that this animation person who's come to life is now either going to murder
Bunty,
I would be nervous. In her
like
apartment.
For sure. If this was my daughter and she came home with a guy she met in like in a newspaper comic that she was dragged into, I would definitely like tell her to be wary.
Yeah. Has Bunty been institutionalized? Is this all happening in her imagination?
Do you think this is a dream? Well, we just finished the video. Bunty Bailey, I wonder, she became known as the girl in the music video of Take On Me and their other video. And she currently lives in Wasbury, Berkshire, which is, I guess, in England.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a children's dance teacher. So I don't think she really made it big.
No.
I'm not so sure Bunty's really stood the test of time. I don't know if she's still working.
Okay. So are you ready to move into our one-hit wonder from the 90s?
I'm ready to go to the 90s. We're gonna go to Chumbawamba's Tub Thumpin'. I'm ready.
All right. Maybe we'll see another ad if we're lucky. And
let's see.
And it's more ads from the old Monday.com. But we're going to
They really should sponsor the pod, Monday.com. Come on.
Look.
Don't be cheap.
Not outside the realm of possibility. 3 minutes and 41 seconds for
almost the same
Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping from way back in 1997.
Should we try something different? Should we go straight for one of these?
Go straight? What do you mean?
Like not stop in the middle? We could always like go back and see something. Should we do it in real time, or do you think they all need stopping?
What, do you feel like that was too much stopping? I feel
no, I don't. I have
enjoy
no idea.
The stopping.
I wonder if we switch it up for one of the three of them and just go straight through.
Okay, I mean, you want to give it a shot, unless there's something urgent.
Yes, if there's an absolute, then you yell out Monday.com, and then we'll stop, and then we'll analyze what's going on.
Do you have any fond memories of this song, Akiva?
I have fond memories of the song, but very little memories of the video. I mean, it's a 97 video. I guess I was watching more videos in like 98, 99 than 97. I wasn't super into music yet. I was such a crazy sports person that like I wasn't willing to like accept any other like entertainment in my life until like 88, 98 or 99.
Yeah, I don't remember there being anything special about the video. The song was everywhere, but I don't remember the video being super iconic. Mm-hmm. But
only 25 million views. Again, it's tough for these songs that came out, you know, so long before YouTube. You're not going to get like the Justin Bieber baby, like, you know, 2 billion views or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, but here we go. Ready for some tub thumping. What percentage of the audience do you think has never heard this song before?
I would say, you know, any poll, it's like if you said like how many people know the president is, it would only be like 85%. You know, you never get higher than like 85% on any like, do you know this poll? I'm going to say over 80% know the song. But if you've never heard the song, tweet us. Let us know if you're literally unfamiliar with I Get Knocked Down.
I mean, the song is 21 years old.
Chumbawamba. It's true. It's famous for being a one hit wonder more than anything. You're not going to hear it on the radio nowadays. You're right. I think that the listeners in their 20s, like some of them are very music savvy, but
yeah.
I don't know like if the average like casual music head who's like 24 knows this song. That's interesting. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here is Chumbawamba. Okay, so we're at a bar. Pub. Yeah.
Very small television that they're watching. So they're watching this video in the pub. That's what people do in the pub. They usually watch music videos.
We got a guy with some bleach blonde hair.
How many people are in this band? There's like 8 people in this.
There's a lot of people in Chumbawamba.
Maybe that's why they were only one hit wonder. They had to like split the profits from this video.
Yeah, like their whole band is an entourage.
You want to be Taylor Swift.
Yes.
You want to be like the one person, then just pay backup singers and dancers. You don't want to have to like split the proceeds.
So the song appropriately takes place in a bar. We're talking about different drinks that we're having. You know, they really did encourage indulging in alcohol. Chumbawamba did. Now, who's Donny Boy?
I don't know who Donny Boy is. Maybe we'll find out. Now, there's a lot of interstitials that go back to like them playing like a very basic music video of them singing. There's a, that guy has a megaphone.
I'm going to stop for a second here because it's hard to hear Kiva over the music.
It is a very loud. I don't know why this song is so much louder than the other song. So I think the guy just had a megaphone, which I think every band should have some sort of megaphone singer. If you're going to have 8 people, that should be a job in there.
Yeah, I do feel like that the chorus to the song is a little bit like I get knocked out. They're just yelling it in the megaphone.
Yeah, that might be where, like, you think they recorded it actually with a megaphone.
Maybe. It's possible. So, how would you describe the look for the lead singer of Chumbawamba?
So, he has got, first of all, he's got very 90s sort of, like, bleach blonde hair. There appears to be a weird earring situation. It's on the right side.
And, that seemed like a very 90s thing to do I'm not blonde, but I'm going to be blonde for a guy.
Every lead singer was blonde in the
90s. Yeah, I don't think you see that a lot in 2018.
You don't. I think we've accepted other hair colors at this point. I don't think you have to be blonde to be a lead singer. Chumbawamba no longer exists, by the way. They started in 82. Mm-hmm. They ended in 2012.
Yeah.
They're best known for their song, Tub Thumpin'.
Kiva, I do think that recently, I think that Pete Davidson did try to pull off this look.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I like Pete Davidson. I think as a comedian, it's if you're going to be doing stand-up, I'm not sure it's the look you're going for.
Yeah. Pete Davidson is throwing everything at the wall in 2018.
That's right. Saturday Night Live's coming back in a couple of weeks. Like, who knows? He's even going to be on the show. Like, we don't know. Is he going to, like, bring Ariana Grande with him for, like, his segments? Anything is on the table for Pete Davidson. You also have, like, Colin Jost is dating Scarlett Johansson. Like,
yes.
If they just get their, like, spouses or girlfriends or whatever to like, appear on the show, you already have a hit. You know,
it's
like,
there's
the people that are how big is SNL that like, they're just all dating, like, A++ list celebrities also?
Yeah, not bad. It's not bad. All right, back to Tub Thumping. Mm-hmm. They get knocked down. They get up again.
I do think these scenes with the red background are kind of phoning it in. Like, they don't want to film a full video.
Yeah, all right, so where's...
Like, the stuff in the bar.
So now
we're in the women's room of the bar.
Yeah, so a lot of plucking, tweezing, touching up.
No better place to get made up than in, like, the women's room at a dirty bar.
You know, Keeb, I think I'm ready to pull the plug on Tub Thumping.
I agree. I didn't know we were going to pull the plug. Listen, and I get to blame you. This song is annoying.
The song is fine. There's nothing going on in the video. They're at a bar just walking around. So
is this our 90s thing or do you want to try something else?
Let's go to Eagle Eye Cherry because I think
Now it's going to be relatively basic, I think also, but it's at least a more pleasant song to hear. The Tub Thumping song is really annoying.
Okay. The song, I love this song. All right. So let's check out Eagle Eye Cherry because maybe we can rekindle his career. Maybe that's
we could figure out what's going wrong with him. I think it's a lot of him just walking on the street.
But I want to stop if there's stuff to talk about.
Okay, we could stop. Now, there wasn't a lot to analyze in the Tub Thumping video.
No, I don't know who the girl that was singing, I guess she must be in Chumbawamba. Is that literally her?
I mean, everyone's in Chumbawamba.
I guess so.
Yeah, maybe it's Alice Nutter. That seems to be the name of the woman in the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. But what's the message of tub thumping? Where
I mean, I think if you get knocked down, you get up again.
Yeah, I think that tub thumping is a euphemism for throwing up.
You think so?
I think that's a British hooligan thing.
It says it's not a political. I guess they were a political band. This is not a political song.
Was it anti-Brexit?
I mean, it was 20 years ago. Like maybe they were. Well,
they were on the front lines.
It's possible.
It
was really written about the resilience of ordinary people. That's what they said.
Yes. Yes. It means to express opinions in a loud and violent or dramatic manner. So maybe, yeah, it was a political anthem. Yeah, going out and singing and having drinks after protesting. Okay, so you go out and you protest.
That seems very British.
Oh, maybe this could come back, Keith. Maybe that could be sort of like, hey, let's go out, let's protest, and then, you know, hit the pub after.
Yeah, that does seem very British. Well, I think it's still in. I don't know if that's like, that needs to come back.
Yeah, it got knocked down, but it's coming back again.
Maybe Chumbawamba themselves.
You're never going to keep it down.
Yeah. Ironically, they are down because they are no longer a band.
I thought that the song was about that you go out and you drink and then you drink so much that you puke, but then you rally and you go back.
That's like something someone told you in like freshman year of college and you just believed it because like the internet.
Newsflash, that's when this song came out, okay?
Yeah, I understand. That's probably what happened. Somebody said that to you, like, hey, this song is about like throwing up and just coming back and
that's what
you
know, like, having more drinks. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, drinks another drink. I mean, how many drinks are you going to have before you're going to throw up?
Yeah, and that's why they're in the bathroom for a lot of the video.
That's what I thought. I didn't know that they were out protesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's go.
Or do you want to do Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve?
Well, what do you want? I like the idea of resuscitating Eagle Eye Cherry's career, but I'm not super psyched about his video.
All right, so let's try The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, and we will at some point save Eagle Eye Cherry's career. That we can guarantee.
Save Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yeah, that's right.
Save him tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
So
a lot of foreign songs. So we started with Norwegian song. Tub Thumb is British. Eagle Eye Cherry, I think, is Swedish.
What is this song about?
The Verve, The Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve?
Yes.
We're going to find out. I really have no idea.
All right. I mean, I just see like Brett Favre in slow motion doing stuff in my head. But let's go check out The Verve and their Bittersweet Symphony. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're also
a British band.
What about Bittersweet Bittersweet Chocolate is You Must Really Hate It.
I hate chocolate, famously. Yes. Dark chocolate, I find repugnant. Bittersweet Chocolate, not for me.
I like it. I don't like it. Okay. Bittersweet Symphony, 4 minutes and 37 seconds for The Verve.
All right, 400 million views. So they are still doing well, despite the stream.
Start off,
very
no
free.
Music, walking down the street.
Now, is this going to be another walking down the street video like every 90s video was? All right, he's got a very scruffy early 90s look, even though he's 97, walking down the street. He's extremely British looking.
Preparing to cross the street. He's looking.
What's he waiting
for? The music is swelling.
Cross the street already.
Rollerbladers are passing by, waits for cars.
I mean, he waited until like a car almost hit him. I don't know why he didn't just cross initially.
Okay.
Were you a rollerblader? Were you a big rollerblader?
No, I was not a big rollerblader at any point.
I was the first kid in my grade to get rollerblades. He's not good at walking. He keeps like sort of sides,
well,
you know.
I think that
if he was in New York, this would be a different story, Mr. Verve guy.
The car almost hitting him, I think, was a sign of what's to come because he is bumping into people left and right on this city block as he's walking. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken knockoff is in the background.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's name is Richard Ashcroft. Wasn't he like the Secretary of Defense or something? I don't know.
Maybe that's his dad.
His dad, John Ashcroft, probably.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I remember liking this video, Rob. I'm excited.
Okay.
I think it's good. He's just going to walk around.
Two girls. He's going to walk through them.
Yeah,
two girls. I mean, does not stop him. Does not break the song.
He looks very tall, I have to say, also.
Uh-oh. Here comes a guy with some appliances on a hand truck. We dodged that bullet.
How tall do you think Richard Ashcroft is?
He looks pretty lanky.
He's lanky.
It's a 6'3", might be on the high side.
He's trying to... the haircut is also very Beatles-ish.
Yeah, I think... What nationality is he?
They're British.
British. So, yeah, I think he's got that going for him. I feel like I could see that look. Okay. Let's go back. Here's another girl. Oh, another direct hit. And
she's down.
That was
really her fault. Yeah, she knocks her down and does not look back. But it was really her fault. She was reaching into her purse. I would say that sort of, if we were throwing a flag on the play, like, she really needs to be looking. Now, he's a terrible Samaritan. Like, he knocked down this woman, and she, if this was nowadays, her phone would be completely smashed into pieces.
Right. I mean, this is a lawsuit.
Yeah, this guy, I don't know about this guy. Yeah. He's out of control.
He's got a little bit of an Adam Driver look.
He does have a driver look with, like, weirder sideburns. He does got the driver look.
Yeah, okay.
This guy looks like he's never watched a sporting event in his life.
No, he is.
Adam Driver clearly never watched a sporting event in his
life. Not on his way to a Manchester United match.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Or a protest. Maybe a protest.
Let's see.
First a protest, then the beer. Okay. So back to walking down the street.
And now he's like getting, she's back, and now the people who knocked down are sort of trying to chase after him, but he's having none of it.
There's a guy in the background with the girl. It seems like I don't know if he wants to fight him, or he's like, hey, come back here, we need your phone number.
Yeah, like, I don't know, it's a car accident. They need to get his details.
No, he's going to keep going. What's this guy's name?
Richard Ashton.
Richard.
Or Ashcroft. Ashcroft.
Richard Ashcroft.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's going to keep walking.
Yeah,
here's another guy.
All right, he's going to bump into them.
Direct hit.
Ooh, that woman is even taller than he is.
Yeah, a tall woman that he walked into. And then a guy with a mohawk in a leather jacket. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't
mess
with that
guy. Might be a woman. We saw the back. That actually could have been a woman. It looked like.
It's possible.
With the mohawk.
Okay, back on the street. Here comes another woman.
He's the lead singer. Nobody else in the band is in this song. Do you ever think, like, it must stink to be the not lead singer of a band?
Probably, yeah. It's not like, but also less pressure on you.
Less pressure, but you probably get less money.
Yeah.
And, like, they just get all the... I would be very bad at being, like, the third... being, like, the bassist in a band.
Why? You would be sort of like, hey, what about me?
Suggesting a lot of ideas. Like, yeah, and they'd just be like, shut up, Akiva. Just play the bass.
You think that you would not have say in the ideas?
I think ultimately it's the lead singer's vision. I'd be like, what if I, like, make a cameo in the video?
I think it depends. No. I think that sometimes, like, you know, is it, like, one guy and then they have, like, a backup? But if it's, like...
Right.
Five or six guys that are together, I think that there is a little bit more of, like, they get it. Okay, this person is the front person, but I think that they...
But most bands, like, they don't all write the songs. It's usually, like, one person or two or three people. They're not all involved in, like, the musical process necessarily.
Right. We know a lot about music.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's see what he's up to. Who's he going to bump into next? Should we play bets if it's going to be a man or a woman?
I think it's going to be another woman. He seems to be targeting a lot of women on the street.
He does. This guy seems to be completely out of control.
He's a bit of a predator.
He's just like, do you think he's like seeking them out?
I mean, he seems like to be just roaming the streets looking for people to bump into.
Yeah, I think he's bumped into too many women. I think it's going to be a guy next. Let's see who wins here.
Is he dead? Is he a ghost?
I don't think he's a ghost. I'm pretty sure he's not a ghost.
Because people don't really
see him.
They don't really see seem
so you think
to
it's
see
like,
him
who
coming.
Bumped into? But then who are they looking for when she gets bumped into? Like,
I think they're saying,
trying
hey,
to track
who bumped
him down.
Into me?
All right, we will work with that theory going forward. Could he be a ghost?
That's possible. Walking down the street. And again, I mean, there's a guy.
It was a guy. I was right. He did bump into a fella.
He bumps into a guy, but the guy didn't like try to move out of the way. Like, if somebody's going to walk right into you, wouldn't you move out of the way? I mean, what is this game of chicken?
What if he's not a ghost? What if he's just invisible, though?
Could be invisible.
Yeah, let's see.
And do they hear his song? Is that what's going on? They're like, I hear the song.
I think it's tricky because you're the only person who hears this, which he is also singing. He
he's
is
also
singing
walking
the song
with his eyes
walking
closed
down the street. Not a great strategy walking with the eyes closed because he's about to come up to another street, I feel like. He is singing the song, which you have to do. You have to mouth the lyrics if you're in a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do that. All right, he avoids a baby, and that was nice of him.
That was good. That was good.
It's the first nice thing he's done. Baby in a stroller.
Okay, here's another car that
a
he's
car.
Going
What's
to
he
walk
gonna do?
On top
Steps
of a car.
Steps on the car.
The girl
oh
is
my goodness.
Angry whose car wow. that he walks on.
Oh, my goodness. Just a little jump up on the car. Let's see what happens. Is she going to chase after him?
Oh, she gets out.
Oh, she's
she gets
getting out. Now, she's on the wrong side of the car.
Yes, but I think this is in
this
England.
This is England. Yeah, they do drive
she's
on the wrong side
at him.
Of the street.
She's like, hey, she can see him. She can definitely see him. She's pushing him.
Oh, no, she gets in his face. Yeah. Okay, our ghost theory scrap. She pushes him. You don't push ghosts.
Yeah, he does.
Who knows?
No.
It's a weird
impact.
Move. I've never seen this on the streets of Manhattan. Like somebody just stepping on a car that's in the way. It is an interesting move.
Right. So
she is, I would not, because this guy seems dangerous. I would not get into like a physical altercation with this Richard guy right now.
Not if you could help it. He seems like he's off. Walking down the street still.
Okay.
He's in no rush. The girl walking backwards, she should play cornerback. I mean, she did like, 60 yards going backwards.
What do you think her 40 time is?
I don't know.
All right, let's see.
And she's like, forget it. What is your problem?
You're not worth my time.
I'm going to go back to my car that somebody probably stole.
The tied sweatshirt around her waist. Very 90s-ish.
Yeah, very Joey Lawrence. Okay, here comes another woman. And nope, dodged that one.
I think he was like checking her out. I'm not sure what was going on there.
Yeah. I think it was she might have been checking him out too.
Yeah, I think she's trying to get his attention. She was walking very flirty-ish. Yeah,
another guy has come up behind him. He's jogging and he ran. It says LP on his shirt. Is that too subliminal? Like buy our album?
Maybe. Yeah, buy our album. That's what the Verve is trying to plug.
Maybe he's one of the guys in the band.
It's possible.
Okay. This song.
Now you have. Yes. VidIQ open. I use that for work also. Their engagement rate, the Verve, is bad. Why do you think their engagement rate is bad on social media?
Yeah, they're probably just bumping into everybody. This is a song that you could just hear the instrumental version of this. I think it would be exactly fine.
Yes.
Nobody would miss the lyrics to this song.
The words second video in a row. The words are minor here. All right, another car is coming. Let's see what happens with this car. Is he going to walk on another car? There'll be chaos in the streets of London.
Slows down, checks his reflection in the mirror, and then keeps going.
He's got a little strut to his step now also. Like he's really like throwing those hands out there.
Looks like the clouds are sort of parting. Looks like a little bit of sun is poking through, and there's a pigeon.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to London?
No.
Me neither. Should we go to London, do a podcast from London? We just walk around like in the street like he is.
I guess so. Are we going to be protesting anything?
No. Well, people will be protesting that we're there.
Yes.
But we'll just be walking through the streets of London podcasting and bumping into people.
Right. Okay. It's as good as anything. Any other stupid idea we've had.
Put it on the wheel.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Still walking. Kind of a long video.
It's a long song. Yeah, we don't have to stop too much anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. He walked into the wrong. He just bumped into the wrong.
And they just laughed. They're like,
they're like, oh, yeah, what do you think? Like, we're not worried about
you. Can you believe this guy?
Yeah. He's also singing. He does seem insane. I don't think you'd want to, like, if a guy's singing to himself on the street, it's like a clear stay away sign.
He's stinky?
Ooh, do you think he smells? I don't think he smells. He looks like, he doesn't look like he takes that many showers, but he doesn't look especially dirty right now.
Yeah. Still walking. You think he's going to get somewhere at the end of this?
I there's got to be a message here.
Some guy just dodged.
Walks around this guy.
That guy had good lateral agility from that guy.
Yeah, that guy's his cone time would be good if he was a prospect.
Okay, well, some lady's like, she's already heard about him. She's scolding him.
Because he may have walked in like almost a straight.
Yeah, there might be signs up at this point about this guy.
Yeah, he's also he's really singing this song at this point.
Yeah, he's really into it.
I'm here in my mode. I am here in my mode. All right, that's a good part.
Do we know what this song is about?
A million different people from one day to the next. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, what is the titular Bittersweet Symphony? Just so that, like, this is, like, this song is a Bittersweet Symphony, or is it Bittersweet Symphony?
But that part of the song is from a Rolling Stones song, and I believe there was enough of controversy that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards actually got songwriting credits in the song.
Mm-hmm. Is life a Bittersweet Symphony? Is that what he's trying to say here?
I don't know what it's about.
I don't know. Music industry is a Bittersweet Symphony.
Well, what happens is they said they would split a 50-50, according to the Verve, the Rolling Stone track. And then when they realized it was a huge hit, they said, you have to give it to us or you got to take it out. So he loses his songwriting credit, and he listened to the shade he's thrown at Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. He says it's the best song Jagger and Richards have written in 20 years. It was their biggest UK hit since Brown Sugar. Listen, maybe that's why you're a one-hit wonder. Maybe Mick Jagger has some juice.
Yeah, you got to kiss the ring.
Yeah, you got to kiss the ring. Give them the money. I mean, that stinks because like some, I remember reading about like Semisonic at closing time, since we're talking so much about One Hit Wonders. Like there, that song had like its own accountant, you know, because it's in so many different movies and commercials. Mm-hmm. Like that's paying the bills for years. So like imagine you have one song and that still gets played. Like I'm sure they're still collecting decent checks from it, but they're literally not getting the money from it because it's going to billionaires. Like billionaires are getting the money from that song, like Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, who do not need the money. And like probably don't even cash the checks from the songs, are getting the music.
Not so sweet, very bitter.
So here's Keith Richards' response to the lawsuit. Is it fair? He says, "I'm out of whack here. This is some serious lawyer stuff. If the Verve can write a better song, they can keep the money." Ooh, look at the shade going back and forth.
The rivalry.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have to say, if I was going to give out the L here, I think it's to the Verve and not to the Rolling Stones guys.
Probably. All right. 47 seconds left for Richard Ashcroft and the Verve. He's still walking around. Pretty low budget video.
Yes, they probably could have filmed this in a day. Now, remember, they did. Those people are actors, but I agree. Yeah.
You don't think this is found footage?
I don't think this is found footage. It appears to be an homage to a Massive Attack video that was similar, with a guy walking through the streets.
A Massive Attack video?
That's what I'm reading here.
Well, now I don't feel so great about this video.
Why not? You don't like Massive Attack?
No.
I have no opinion on Massive Attack. I don't know anything about them.
Okay. So he's still walking.
There are a lot of people.
Are these finally the other guys from the band that get to show their face?
I think we've stumbled upon, yes, they finally get their moment in the sun. The other members of the Verve are sort of flanking him behind him. I love it.
Okay.
They must hate him.
He's like a lead blocker. He's like a fullback for the band.
He is. They must hate
him. He's opening up some big holes on the sidewalks of London.
It's a five-man band, the Verve. Some interesting facial hair choices in this band also.
So they're just walking off. They never get where they're going. They might still be walking.
To this day, well, they're not making music, so they could be making. That was the video. It's an interesting video.
It's fine. And I mean, not super impressed.
No, I like the song.
'90s were a dud so far.
Well, so far, I think we got to move on.
Maybe we got to move on the Eagle Eye Cherry for another time. Okay.
Another time. We'll
time
save it for
the
save
front ear psychologist from the Avalanche. What kind of song do you think this is?
I think it might be some sort of DJ-ish EDM. I'm not sure. I really don't know anything about them.
Okay. Frontier psychiatrist.
Yeah. No. Come on. We're being serious here.
Okay. Frontier psychiatrist. Okay. YouTube thumbnail appears to be a bunch of women in some sort of an orchestra.
We're going to see. I know nothing about this video. If it's bad, we're blaming it on Matt Gagan.
All right. What year is this from?
Oh, I hope it's from the right century. This is from... Well, we'll see when we click on the video, I guess. Mm-hmm. It'll say on the bottom.
Okay. I mean, scroll it was published down on September 17th, 2016.
No, that's 2006.
I'm sorry, 2006.
So it must be a 2006 video, which is right. That's fine. That's right in the wheelhouse of like being mid. What's the cent? Like, I guess the 21st century. What's this decade called?
This is the teens.
So the first decade was the alts.
I think it's the teens.
I guess this is the teens. Yeah. By the way, this song is from 2000, so it is from the century. But it might the song.
We said we didn't want to do things from 2000.
I know, but we were tricked into it because I thought it was from 2006.
Yeah. The first YouTube comment is from Emblem 113. After watching this video, I think I need therapy.
Okay, let's see. I'm curious what's going to happen.
All right, we will describe this. I think that this is important. I think we should do like what we did with the first video, to sort of describe what's going on, if it's going to be complicated. We'll post the links on the show page. Opening on a stage that says the Avalanches, sort of like a old school type like band is going to come out from behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
And it says good quality on YouTube. Is there a bad quality version of this video?
Okay, the Avalanches in Frontier Psychiatrist.
It's very like old, like 1920s movie theater, it looks like right now.
The titles were on the screen. The curtain opens to reveal
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's trilogy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board had the...
So,
now, this is not part of the song.
Right. The curtain is opened up to reveal all the people from the band. They're holding their instruments, but there is a scene from, like, a 1930s black and white film, those characters. I guess that we probably should have found the 90s video that had people in black and white in a color world, because this is almost similar to the Take On Me video.
Yeah, let's see what's going on, because this is pre-song right now, I'm assuming.
Decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Mr. Kirk, okay.
The drummer is an old woman.
Easily 85 to 95 years old.
Easily 85? Do you think there's a chance she might be older?
I mean, if I had to give you a celebrity lookalike, I think I would say Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Okay, I'm going to say she's 82.
Okay.
But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer.
Talking about expulsion.
It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
Okay.
It looks like her son is being kicked out of school.
Right.
Maybe that's why they need the frontier psychiatrist to come in.
We have now, you know, revealed the full band, and the band entirely appears to be made up of senior citizens, Akiva.
Wearing hats.
Yes. What instrument would you say these three guys are playing here at 44 seconds?
It looks like a snake.
Yeah.
No, it's some sort of horn.
Okay. Oh, now there's ghosts.
Oh, that is
ghosts.
Now it's spooky.
Now it got a little spooky.
Are you afraid of ghosts?
I would say not normally, but
if you saw a ghost, you'd be afraid of it.
I would be very afraid, but I don't spend a lot of time thinking about ghosts.
Yeah, me neither. All right, there are a lot of ghosts right now.
Yeah, but they're swaying.
They're dancing ghosts. The old lady's playing the drums.
Okay, and now we have two elderly gentlemen in suits rapping about the boy needs therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Boy needs therapy.
Okay. Well, there was a turtle with an older guy's head.
Yeah, and that's not from Entourage. It's an actual turtle.
Right. And now there also is a guy talking to a coconut, which has
like
eyes
it's a
on
Muppet.
It.
That's a yeah. It's like a Muppet coconut.
Yeah. Okay, there we have African American cowboys are here.
Yes.
And I don't mean people that play in Dallas for a professional football team.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what's going on here.
One guy is in all white clothes, the other in all black clothes. They appear to be arguing.
This is pretty trippy so far, this video.
Okay.
I do like the granny drummer. I have to say it's a good touch, the granny drummer.
Yes. And we're back to, you know, the ghosts
and
the choir.
Yeah. Ooh, one of the ghosts is an old lady.
We have dentures talking, and we have a woman who is now hitting the ass of an ass.
Yes, it's a donkey's butt. Yes.
Okay. The cowboys have had a shootout.
How did Matt Gagan, how'd they find this video?
Like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. This might be too weird to be playing on a podcast.
It might be. Yeah.
We'll keep going.
Yeah.
Drumming, ghosts.
I do like the dancing ghosts. They're in nice rhythm.
All right. Now, so now the avalanche has begun as a skeleton is putting a needle on a record.
Do you think in all of the avalanche's videos, there's an avalanche?
Probably.
Like, it seems very on the nose. Like, they're very into avalanches. Do you think they're just big fans of avalanches? That's why they... Because I don't think England, where they're from, has a ton of avalanches either.
Were all of our bands British bands?
I think accidentally. Oh, no, they're Australian. Excuse me. Okay. They're Australian. Okay. They're not British.
All right. We have a lot of Australian listeners. Okay, so now we have an American Indian. And a guy on the couch
he's probably the boy who needs therapy.
Maybe. He looks like he might be the therapist.
Do you think that the song has started? Oh, it's like a Freud situation where the therapist gets
the therapist
to lie down
is
too?
On the couch. I think it's ironic.
Got it.
Okay. Everybody's pointing fingers at
each
other.
Cowboys and Indians.
Okay. All right, now here
Do you think this is the song?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what this is. We have a guy who is
like a Bobby Moynihan lookalike.
I was going to say John Belushi.
Yeah, a little Belushi-ish to him.
Yes, and he's like a founding father with like a powdered wig.
Yes.
Okay. And there's a sailor. And then it looks like JC from Big Brother, dressed like a baby, with, is this Bunty from the Aha music video now?
This could be Bunty. We may have found her latest gig.
In some sort of a Tinkerbell-esque
costume. Is this a crossover episode?
Maybe. Okay. And this,
we got talking skeletons.
Contortionists, a lady with a blender, a guy with a typewriter, and those girls from the orchestra. Maybe if somebody's seen the video, this might be entertaining to hear us talk about.
I think we did not do nearly enough drugs to watch this video.
No, I don't think so.
I think like that maybe that's why like well, a bunch of people sent this in.
Still 2 minutes and 12 seconds left.
We're literally halfway through. Should we go straight here?
I guess sure. Let's just go rapid fire. No huddle. Mm-hmm. We're going to just call out what we see in the music video. Yeah. We don't need to stop down. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. We're going into the K-gun here for the final 2 minutes and 12 seconds. A chimpanzee playing drums.
Yeah.
Are you
calling
the next
thing? Pretty cheap chimpanzee costume also. That guy looked like Mike the Miz.
Okay. Back to the couch. Cat in the clock.
What do you think about the song? What's your opinion on the song?
Very so-so.
Very so-so. Like, imagine if you're just listening to this song without the video. And he also made false teeth.
Let me just say, do you think we're going to have a big swerve coming up here, or do you think that we're just going to just go back and forth between the cowboys, the ghosts, the...
I think there's a swerve coming at the end.
Okay.
At least a slurve. Like, I think we're getting a big twist. The dance of ghosts are definitely my favorite part.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Okay. Back to the stage. Full shot.
Oh, the drum and granny.
She's good. Oh, wait,
you think she's really playing the drums?
No, oh, now we have like a belly dancer coming in and some new characters. A lady that's in like a full body flesh nude suit. And now
this is probably the Avalanches guy. I'm guessing this is like the
person. That's the actual DJ?
That's my guess.
Okay. And now spotlight.
It's two guys, the Avalanches.
Yeah, this is like some sort of like bird mascot who is being chased by something. Who's chasing? Oh, a gorilla.
Yeah, the gorilla. Okay. Well, now they're dancing. The gorilla and the bird are dancing.
Yeah. Okay. The little girl is laughing. Okay. And now here comes a mariachi band.
Yeah. Did Matt Gagan try and sabotage the podcast?
I think so. And then we're wheeling out a giant vinyl record.
Yeah. They're also, everyone's promoting their LP in the actual video.
It's a good move.
Kind of weird. It's really targeted advertising.
Curtain is closing.
People are already watching your videos. The mariachi band is leaving.
Okay. All right. 14 seconds left. Slow fade to black.
Yeah.
Hope there's not going to be like a jump scare now.
I hope not. It would be spooky.
Okay.
All right, those are 4 minutes, 24 seconds. We will never get back.
All right. Keeve, so just to go to bring this full circle. So I think we made a major miscalculation by not watching the videos ahead of time and and screening them and then coming in with like stuff to talk about. I think that this was...
Also a miscalculation for not vetoing this off the board.
Yeah, I don't think that the idea itself is
it might have been,
but
I think there needed to be a more of a twist, like a more fully fleshed out twist than this.
Right. So I'm not opposed to music videos again, but I think that if we come back to this arena, we need to have some more structure.
Also, this was so visual. I have no idea what anybody who was listening thought about this.
Let us know what you thought. But if you didn't like it, you don't have to be mean about that. You don't like it. It's just
this is an experimental podcast.
Yeah, let's
we're
give them a safe word where they could say they didn't like it. And
Monday.com.
Monday.
The safe word.
Well, okay. sure. Then we get it. Okay, we got it. Okay, but for some reason that
and remember, this was Rob's idea. Don't blame me.
This was my idea, but again, I think I sort of, you know, loaded you up front with what my concerns were, and they I believe they were well founded.
Yes. All right. Let's get into the wheel because we can't mess up the wheel.
Can't mess up the wheel. All right, so we want to welcome all of our listeners who are joining us to talk about ideas for the wheel. And if you have time, no need to check out the music video part. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're here.
Your life is fine.
You're here. Welcome home.
This is the part everyone loves anyway.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about some ideas here, Mr. Akiva.
All right. So to recap very quickly, the ideas on the wheel right now are CSI New York. I won't even say what they are. April 13th, 1994. Your tweets are trash. Tenor trash. Dadcast. Rob and Akiva have a PR firm. Wife swap quiz. Your kid's taste is trash. That's the trash trilogy. Mm-hmm. Akiva's choice and Rob's choice. And of course, season 3, episode 7, which is a sub wheel, which isn't actually a wheel, but a goldfish bowl. In the goldfish bowl right now. Which you actually have, right? You bought a goldfish bowl. Oh, boy. That's exciting.
Yes.
Comedians and Cars getting coffee.
Yes.
Family Matters.
Check.
Season 3, episode 7 of the Seinfeld Recap Podcast.
Check.
Small Wonder.
Got it.
Alf.
Got
and
it.
And Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Yes. Okay. We'll do those at the end. Ideas. Season 3, episode 7 ideas, yes, for what's going on with the fishbowl.
Okay. Eric says, the next time Akiva and Rob are situated in a state with legal online gambling, but forget about that. What if we gambled money? If we spent the episode sort of betting money online?
I think
it's a good idea. I think we need it more fleshed out. Like, what would we be gambling on?
Right. I think it's two sports adjacent for people that really don't want us to do another sports
episode. What if we're not betting on sports? What if we think of something to gamble on?
Put it into the waiting room. Right.
With TV theme songs, eBay.
Right. I mean, are we looking at stocks? I mean, what are we, if we're not betting on sports, what else are we looking to, put money into to make money?
Como Shepherd has an idea. Maybe we could combine these ideas.
Yeah.
With Rob's amazing game show host personality and Akiva's interest in podcasting the absurd, it was only a matter of time before someone suggested that they commentate a Connect Four tournament.
A Connect Four tournament?
Yes. What if we got listeners, they had a tournament, but now here's how we connect them. We each have like $100 bet on one of the participants, but we can't say who.
I mean, a podcast about a Connect Four tournament does sound super boring.
Well, no, I think if we're watching the video, if people could watch the video of the tournament, because the games go so fast, I'm not sure how boring it is.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be better than this one.
Yeah, sure. But again, a low hurdle to clear, Akiva. Yes. I'm not sold on a Connect Four tournament, and then we're betting money on people in the Connect Four tournament.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody wants to send in a video of a Connect Four game, I would be happy to, you know, how long would that take? I would tack that on the end of something to see.
Do we gamble on it?
I'm okay with some sort of like a testing ground where it's sort of like, all right, this week, you know, the 4 minute, you know, test pilot for a thing. Like, for instance, like if we did one music video as a test to see, should this
work? We should have done today?
Probably. But I would call one Connect Four game with you, but I would not put that on the wheel.
All right. Okay, fine.
A whole episode about Connect Four games.
But what about a different game? It doesn't have to be Connect Four. What if someone thinks of a more interesting game?
What would be the game?
I don't know. That's what the listeners are for.
Okay, then that's useless. Fine.
All right. Miguel says this podcast is called Game of Themes or Boulevard of Broken Themes. The object is, we listen to theme songs from lesser-known sitcoms and guess what the show is about using only the theme title and credit sequence.
Somebody would have to do a lot of prep work for us.
Yeah. Now, he did already submit the links to these videos for us.
Okay. Are we just listening to them or we're watching the
I think we could watch. Theme. Now, the music, like, now that there's music involved, it should scare us away.
Mm-hmm.
One of the shows is called Square Pegs. There's a show called Melba, the famous Teddy Z I've never heard of any of these shows.
Right. I believe that Square Pegs was the show that was the first big break for Sarah Jessica Parker, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's not going to be many TV theme songs that I don't know from.
Yeah.
So.
But that's also that person. Remember, we're trying to come up with an idea for that TV theme song, which is in the Wheel Waiting Room.
Oh, it's in the Wheel. I thought we already are on the board. Yeah.
No, it's in the Wheel Waiting Room.
OK. I'm not ready to commit to that.
OK. Bill. Jim Crumley has an idea. Since the Madden thing went so well. Thank you, Jim. I suggest a return to esports for the Wheel. But then he does not suggest an esport. What about Rob and Akiva play Oregon Trail?
That's fun. I like
I really
that idea.
Like
I mean,
I
is there
like
some
it.
Sort of an emulator along the way? And then who is going on the Oregon Trail with us? Oregon
I
Trail.
Think if we shared the wheel.
Yeah.
If we shared the screen, sorry. If we shared the screen, we could sort of make decisions together. Like you might be physically clicking them, but it would be one game.
Yeah. Could we get Aubrey to join us?
Why does Aubrey like Oregon Trail?
I mean that was she mentioned it on Survivor.
Yeah, she's welcome to join us, or she could be one of the people because you have to like name the rest of your family.
Mm-hmm.
So we could bring her like if she wants to join on the show, she can. But if not,
yeah, she could just be on the Oregon Trail with us.
Yeah, she could be one of like we'll name her. Hopefully,
who is it? Aubrey, Chester, and then like one lucky
listener.
Well,
that could be part of the that could be part of the podcast also.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
trying to figure out. Shut up, Tim. So do you want to put that on the board?
Sure.
The Oregon Trail?
Now, should
I
we be
like this
playing
idea.
It or are we watching a YouTube video of somebody
I
who...
I think this one we play.
Because
I like the idea of watching it,
yeah,
but I think you make decisions in the Oregon Trail
okay,
that we could
that's,
make. Like
that,
you ford the wagon or walk the whatever.
Right. That's fine. The one thing that's... There's like a lot of like going and like shooting a squirrel that goes on...
Yeah.
We're going to do that on the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to shoot. Why are you like morally against shooting fake
squirrels? No, I'm not. I'm just thinking that could be boring podcasting when we are trying to shoot
a long
squirrel
game,
on the podcast.
Plus, we could easily die. We could easily
I'm ready
die
to put it on perfectly. On the board, though.
All right. Do you have the power up Mario music for putting something on a board?
I don't, but I can get it very quickly.
In the meantime. Shut Up Tim has a podcast idea, and his ideas are usually jokes that are stupid. There we go. Akiva loves guests. In this podcast, Akiva books as many guests as possible, and every 5 minutes, a new guest joins the show. When a new guest joins, the old one leaves. Obviously, RHAP talent can be utilized. I think he's trying to pitch himself to be on the show, although if talent is going on, I'm not sure. Shut Up Tim. Guests are surprises for Rob.
Seems like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, it's a ton of work. I think it's a funny idea. It definitely sounds like a nice amount of work for you.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's nice. I mean, I'm sitting here being surprised by your guests, aren't I?
Yeah, but you have to like put the audio together afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't have to produce the show.
It's a pass for me.
It's a pass. I do think it's a funny idea. I think you should keep thinking, but. I think it'll be a lot of work for you. All right. Billy Garcia fan has a podcast idea. Recap the July 31st, 2018 game in which the Mets lost 25-4 to the Nationals. Yeah, go to hell, Billy Garcia fan. I hate you.
Okay.
Okay. So Pete, we said we needed a better fan fiction idea, some sort of Seinfeld fan fiction.
Yeah, we got some heat.
So we did get some heat. So Mary Kwiatkowski, you know,
Frail
Mary,
yes.
From the Taran Show, legend.
Yes.
She says, just got around to listen.
I believe she's
her dad,
from Sequester, among other things.
Her dad is like the world's best joggler, if you listen to the Taran Show. Do you know what joggling is?
I can imagine what it is.
What is it?
A juggler who's running?
Yeah, he runs like 50-mile marathons while juggling the whole time. That sounds like a
makes
nightmare.
Makes sense. Yeah.
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 Anyway, she says, so
it's a real frontier psychologist music video.
Oh, boy. I've got a bone to pick with you, Rob. As a proud reader and writer of fan fiction, no, it is not all dirty, and it's not 90% either. Probably closer to 30 to 40%, depending on the topic.
Oh, I take that over on that.
Fake knowledge being right. Listen, she is a reader and writer of fan fiction, and she knows it's not all like Harry Potter and Hermione with a threesome with Dumbledore or something.
Hermione?
That's the, how do you say it? Hermione?
I mean, I'm no Potterhead, but I believe it's Hermione.
Hermione?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. You might be a Potterhead. anyway, Yeah, so maybe if Frail Mary wants to volunteer to write some fan fiction.
Yes.
But not dirty. That's not that type of show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're on the trail of finding good fan fiction to add to the wheel. Adam says, I know you're trying to steer away from sports. Every single person's like, but maybe let me pitch you on sports. What about reviewing non-traditional sports? ESPN The Ocho just aired random stuff like spike ball, cornball, cup stacking, where you could pick some really weird ones and you could rank them. What do you think about watching like a really strange sport like cup stacking and doing a podcast about that?
I feel like ranking non-traditional sports sounds like a great podcast for you and Chester come February.
Good plug for 32 fans. I know Rob has been listening, was waiting with bated breath for our college football preview. So,
yes.
We just dropped that. People like that.
But I will, okay. I will gift that to you and Chester if you want it.
Okay. No, thank you. John says, I know, I mean, maybe cup stacking if Chester wants to talk about it. But the thing is, Chester's not usually into these weird ideas. He's very meat and potatoes. He doesn't even like college football. All right. John's suggestion is a day in the life of Robin Akiva.
Okay.
Hearing Rob talk for a few minutes about how he burnt his mouth in the last podcast really consolidated this idea for me. Now, you did tweet recently that you didn't leave your house for a week, which obviously made me very proud.
Yeah. So I got in my car on Thursday and I was trying to think back to, boy, I don't know the last time I was in my car. And I also was very upset because I went to go plug my phone in to the charger and I realized it was gone. Somebody had stolen my phone charger and my sunglasses out of my car since the last time I had driven it, which was very upsetting to me because this is the second time this has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in my neighborhood, I believe it's my next door neighbor, is stealing my sunglasses out of my car. And this time they stole a rickety USB phone charger, which was like was like half broken, and a cigarette USB charger.
That's really annoying.
It's very upsetting to me. And this happened. And I ended up writing a note to this person that now sits on my car seat that says, smile, glasses thief, you're on camera.
Nice.
Give that guy something to think about at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized I had not been anywhere in several days. That Nicole actually informed me, no, you picked up Anthony from school on Friday. So I actually, it only been 6 days since I had left the house.
Okay. That's still a very, it's a pretty impressive feat, to be honest.
It's a good run. It's a good run. And I didn't miss leaving. Like, I know that a lot of people are like, I would go stir crazy. But
we almost once had a bet of who could go the longest without leaving our houses also, if you remember. Yeah.
Well, the thing used to be that I would run out of stuff to eat. But lately, Nicole has been making the run to the grocery store. I used to exclusively go to Trader Joe's to go take care of the groceries. But now Nicole's been doing it on her way, dropping the kids off from school. So, yeah, I have no reason to leave yet.
All right. So, but you wait. You have left though. You realized it when you left. No?
When I had left, yes. On Thursday, I had to. I had to run an errand.
All righty.
So, a day in the life of Robin Akiva. Would that be a podcast? Seems a little boring.
Yeah, I think you'd be disappointed.
Sounds more exciting than it might be.
No, it sounds boring and it would be worse. Sam wants us to keep a dream journal for a week. And then if we don't have dreams, take the listener's dreams. That's more boring to me. I think dreams are super boring.
Yeah, I do think that dreams are up there with your financial portfolio and your fantasy football team.
Well, if you're really wealthy, I want to hear about someone's financial portfolio.
I guess so. But yeah, the dream journal, I think, is interesting.
Yeah, I don't think it's a podcast.
Okay.
Ben says, what about Olsen Twins, the podcast, or JTT, the podcast?
Go on.
Would you do, he says, Merits, formerly beloved, no longer beloved, in your 90s wheelhouse, exciting IMDb possibilities, lots of off-screen drama, and where do child stars go wrong?
Yes. I like the idea of the rise and fall of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Every girl we knew growing up had a, and I knew no girls, but yeah. In theory, every girl like we passed on the street had a JTT poster yeah. in their bedroom. He was the Bieber of his time, without yeah. question.
I'm not as interested in the Olsen twins one, but
me neither.
I think
we'll end up like looking weird. And also, they didn't have a fall. They're like more successful now than they were then.
Right. And they married like super rich guys on top of it. Or at least something one like did, that. Right? But the rise and fall of Jonathan Taylor Thomas is interesting because he seemed like in 1996, he had it all.
Yeah, I do like it. I think, are we putting it on the board? Like, we're just doing, like, the life story of Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
Like, what is the podcast?
Why not?
Okay. Okay. You want to put that on the board?
Do you have something better to do?
No. I mean, the only thing is, I feel like the bar to getting on the board is very high now, especially with music videos off the bar. Like there's some really good stuff that we should be getting to on the board, so... Is this one of those things? Maybe. I'm not sure.
I think that people would be very interested, especially, we could really do a deep dive, do some research, come up
what
with...
What about the Home Improvement episode where he gets cancer? I love that one.
Okay. Like, we could certainly episode. Watch that on YouTube. So, Rise
ben
and Fall
also
of JTT.
Takes a shot at us.
Why? What's the shot?
He says at the end, it's like, P.S. Or you could do an episode where you talk about Bill Simmons in The Ringer. Oh, wait, that's been every episode so far.
Why, do we talk about The Ringer that much?
I guess we mentioned Bill Simmons in every episode. I don't know.
I do feel like that it was almost like a parody of itself when they had Pizza Week on The Ringer.
Pizza Day.
And yeah. Bill Simmons is talking about, hey guys, there's a great LA pizza scene and we're going to talk about like, well, who cares? Cut to comments. Didn't you just do a podcast where you watched a video of Avalanche, the
front ear therapist? Yeah, fair. Good point. Perspective person. John Effing Tanner says...
But we're not doing a podcast about the LA pizza scene.
No. It would have been better than this one, though. John Effing Tanner says, adding on to the Seinfeld spec script suggestion, instead of you and the audience reading it prior to recording, how about you two perform the spec script? No homework. The person submits the script, can give you a quick list of roles. You could divvy up who will play who. And if you want to get really wacky, you could invite a guest or two. We already know Rob is anti-guest. He is sure, John Effing Tanner, that the flop is dying to play the role of Elaine on a Seinfeld spec script podcast.
I do think that that is fun. I know that there are a lot of table reads that go on. Are those, do they do those as podcasts, like movie
table
reads? Yes,
there's
a
whole table reads podcast,
table
I believe,
reads podcast.
Of movies that were like, you know, hot. Scripts that never got made.
Yeah. I don't know about a Seinfeld table read. I just don't know if we could ever do it justice, but I feel
sure.
like that I could see like if they could find the right movie where it would be funny for us to do a table read like okay. Rush Hour. I feel like that, mm-hmm. I'm open to it, but it's got to be the right thing.
All right.
Who would you be? Would you be Jackie Chan or would you be Chris Tucker?
I thought you were going to say in Seinfeld. I thought for sure I'm George. We literally, the very first minute of the first Seinfeld episode is us debating if I'm Kramer or George. I think I am Chris Tucker. Jackie Chan, there's too much effort into being Jackie Chan.
Hmm.
I'm the more of the sidekick. Like, I think Jackie Chan is doing
I don't think either of them is a sidekick.
They're not the sidekick, but like he's doing the physical work, I feel like, Jackie Chan.
Yeah. So you're Chris Tucker.
I think I'm Chris Tucker. Do you want to be Chris Tucker?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. I think either of us is really a Chris Tucker or a Jackie Chan.
Yeah, neither of us. So we're more like the guys making comments in the back or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm open to it. Some sort of a table read, but I don't know if we have the right project.
Okay. All right. We got a bunch of season 3, episode 7. So we got two things added to the wheel today.
Yes.
Right? We've got Oregon Trail podcast
yes.
and the JTT podcast.
Rise and Fall of JTT. Or do we want to do, is it like the Ultimate Warrior documentary that the WWE did, the self-destruction of JTT? But we don't know if
we'll
it's
come up with a good name.
Yeah.
No. And listen, okay. He could still have a comeback. He's still like probably about my age, right? He's not that old.
Yes. Who's more likely to have a comeback? Jonathan Taylor Thomas or Eagle Eye Cherry?
JTT.
How many Twitter followers does he have?
I think he was... I don't think he's on social media, JTT.
Smart.
I'm not sure.
Good.
Yeah, that is smart. He did direct a bunch of the Last Man Standing episodes, though.
Oh.
Like, which is weird that it didn't get any publicity, but he directed some of Tim Allen's show.
Okay.
They must still have a good relationship.
Okay.
JTT and Tim Allen.
All right.
All right, so some season 3, episode 7 suggestions. We need more to add to the board, or not the board, but really the ping pong balls.
Okay, I have pen and ping pong ball in hand.
Many people asked us to add the television show Dinosaurs to the board. Now, I don't know what your history with dinosaurs is, but I do have a history with the show Dinosaurs.
Yes, go on.
So when I was in third grade, I was watching the show Dinosaurs and I got in like the biggest trouble I ever gotten. I don't remember what I did. Like Mrs. Fowler called my mom and it was in big trouble and I had to like shut off the TV and not watch TV the rest of the night. And then the next year, and I wasn't a kid who got in trouble a lot. Like the next year I got into a fight with a kid and I got my mom like, got the call during Dinosaurs, which I never really watched. I probably only watched it twice in my life and I had to shut off the TV again. Like the only two times it happened in my life were during the show Dinosaurs. So I feel like it's very bad luck for me to watch the show Dinosaurs.
Okay, so you don't want to watch the show Dinosaurs.
I'm not saying I'm against it, but like something bad will happen if we watch this show.
I would watch it. I remember it being on the ABC show that it was sort of like a reimagining of, I don't know what you would say, like the Flintstones. But I mean, it was like it was basically like a sitcom for, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who are listening who have no idea what we're talking about. It was a live action show, a sitcom, but it was with, were they puppets? And they weren't Muppets.
They were like in, no, they were like in costumes,
they were like people,
maybe?
Like people like in, they were almost like, yeah, if you went to Disneyland and they were like people that were like in dinosaur costumes and, you know, it was like, basically it was the show could be on Monday nights on CBS where it was like a dumb dad and, you know, two teenage kids. And then there was a baby and the baby's catchphrase was that he would like hit the dad over the head with a frying pan and say, not the mama.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to put it on?
Yeah, I guess it was like a Simpsons ripoff.
It was like a live action Simpsons ripoff.
Yeah. Was Dinosaurs after the Simpsons?
The Simpsons is really early. Yes.
The Simpsons, when does that start? Like 1989?
Something like that. But remember, it was also on Tracy Ullman. So like the idea of it may have even started before that. I think it's Fox show was 89.
So Dinosaurs premieres 91. So yeah, I think it's like some sort of a Simpsons competitor.
All right. And do you want to add it? I'm a little nervous to watch it, but if you want to add it, I'm fine watching it.
If you were freaked out about watching it, I would pass, but I would say,
I'll add it and maybe it has to be vetoed. Can you use your veto in the subwheel? And use your veto as a ping pong ball.
Yes, I would say so.
We're saying you get a veto.
Okay, so Dinosaurs. Do we know anything about season 3, episode 7 of Dinosaurs, or we'll figure it out? Did it go three
seasons?
We'll
figure it out. I believe it went three seasons.
Okay. Dinosaurs, the 1991 ABC sitcom. Okay? All right. Yes. Final episode date, October 19, 1994. So I think we might be cutting it close, but yeah, there were four seasons.
Could be the season finale. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I won't get into it now, we'll save it if we do it. The series finale is bananas, if I remember.
I do believe that that there is a extinction level event in the series finale.
It's crazy.
Of Dinosaurs.
Taylor Martinez says Legends of the Hidden Temple. You know what that is?
I know what it is. It's not a show that I'm super familiar with. Is it a show that you're very familiar
with? Yeah, but I don't know how, like,
I would watch it if it's a beloved show for you.
No, it's not. It's not an important show to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matt R. has a lot of ideas. I'll highlight one. Wonder Years. I love the Wonder Years.
You love the Wonder Years? I mean, I would do the Wonder Years, but the Wonder Years is not a show that I feel like is a show that we would go back and have a lot of laughs about.
Okay, so yeah, maybe we'll skip it. You're right. Maybe it's not
I feel like there is a reverence for the Wonder Years that it would, they're like, when we went go back and watch season 3, episode 7 of ALF, I don't think that people are going to, you know, again, unless it's a wild episode, season 3, episode 7 of The Wonder Years, I would pass on that.
Okay, I don't check up before on what the episodes are. Dr. Ben says, what about a show from the 50s, nothing colorized, like Sergeant Bilko?
Can't imagine the listeners are getting too pumped up for us watching.
No, I don't think so.
Sergeant
now, I did
Bilko.
Go see Sergeant Bilko in the theater. And
the
I
remake.
Stuck. I don't remember. The remake, yeah.
Okay, who's in that?
Is it Steve Martin as Sergeant Bilko, maybe? I think it's Steve Martin.
Should I look it up?
Yeah, we could.
Do we need to play the Shut Up Tim music?
No, you can if you have it handy.
I don't.
Dan Aykroyd, Phil Hartman, and good cast with Steve Martin.
Yeah, how did it go wrong?
It was a bad movie.
Yes. Max Casella. There's the from Doogie Howser, M.D.
Chris Rock, Pam Adlon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no Sergeant Bilko. Chris Porter from SUNY Oswego 99, who says he's a longtime Rob Has a Website fan.
Yes. A classmate of mine.
Okay. He thinks that News Radio Season 3, Episode 7, Daydream might make for a fun recap. It explores the minds of a phenomenal cast. Some good nostalgia in this one, too. A whole lot of material for you guys to work with. One of his favorite shows of the 90s.
Did you watch News Radio?
I've seen a couple episodes, but it didn't really do anything for me.
I never got into it. I feel like that we're not going to have the context for that.
I agree. People are going to be mad at us.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. Bob Marassa says, love the Madden commentary. Here's a Season 3, Episode 7 suggestion. Unsolved Mysteries. I think you guys could have some fun with that.
Now, are we able to track down Unsolved Mysteries online?
I think we could track down just about anything here.
Yes.
Now, I talked a week or two ago about how I was afraid of the things in my closet. Do you remember what was in my closet?
What was in Akiva's closet? I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. But I feel like it's... E.T.
Yeah.
And something else that wasn't scary.
The Marv and Harry from Home Alone.
Right.
Edward Scissorhands and Chucky the dog.
Edward Scissorhands is second most scary on that list.
Yes. Now, there was another thing I was petrified of, because one Saturday night, I watched Unsolved Mysteries, and they did an episode about Resurrection Mary.
Yes.
And Resurrection Mary, like, just appeared. Like, people would give a rise, and she would
reappear.
That's
the girl from Twitter that her dad is a juggler, and she's mad about that.
That's Frail Mary.
Oh.
Which I think is a play on Hail Mary. That's a good name. Resurrection Mary. So I was petrified of Resurrection Mary. So I was scared of Unsolved Mysteries. I think it's a funny idea. I'll tell you the problem with this idea.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of, like, not funny things on the Unsolved Mysteries.
That's true.
It could be like, well, is this person still missing? Like, oh, no, they found, like, bones. That's not funny. You know? Yeah. It's spooky. The theme song is spooky. I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. I'm going to, like, open the, like, you know, I'm going to, like...
Why hasn't this come back? Why hasn't Unsolved Mysteries... You would think, like, post-serial...
I don't know. True Crime is so big. It really should. It should... It might have come... The truth is, it might be back, and we just don't know, because there's 500 channels, and it could definitely be back.
Yeah,
right
I feel like that there's a lot of, like, Dateline NBC, and 48 Hours has been on for, like, 30 years, news magazine-type shows, but I feel like that the Unsolved Mysteries, I feel like they should have had a comeback.
Yeah, it should. Okay.
Let's see. Should we look up? Can we see Unsolved Mysteries? Should we just take a look at Season 3, Episode 7 to see?
Yeah, I had it open. It's a lot of, like, disappearance of this person. I think it's a little... It's a good idea. I think it's a little tricky.
Okay. Let's see. This is from Cartoon HD. I don't know if I'd watch it on that. This is what they're saying. That there's segments include a South Carolina couple whose home withstood the destruction of 1989's Hurricane Hugo after their reported encounter with a ghost. And the disappearance of a La Jolla, California financial analyst in the El Paso desert. Yeah. Doesn't sound like the most exciting episode.
Yeah. We got a suggestion for rewatching Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss? Season 3, yes. Episode 7. Okay. Why, do you like that show?
No. I mean, I don't hate it, but it wasn't really my show. I wasn't a big Who's the Boss stan.
Okay. I'm a little bit on the fence. Let's read the log line for Who's the Boss, Season 3, Episode 7. Season 3, Episode 7 is called Jonathan the Gymnast. Angela blames Coach Tony when Jonathan returns from his first athletic competition with a huge cast on his arm.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Angela.
Yeah, I just don't know if people care. I don't know if people care about Who's the Boss.
I think it's a pass.
Yeah, it's a fun idea, but okay. Edwin Johnson says Sliders. He says Season 3 is a train wreck. Season 3, Episode 7 is a train wreck with dragons.
Okay. I was a big fan of Sliders. It's sci-fi, so I would imagine just offhand you would hate it, right?
Correct. Never saw it. Okay. Not hate. I don't want to say hate it. Just never saw it.
Yes. Do you know the premise of the show?
I do not. It sounds like they would slide through time. I had a good friend in high school who did like the show.
They don't slide through time.
He would talk about it.
Actually, they slide through parallel universes. Okay. So the show stars Jerry O'Connell, and he is a guy who is friends with an inventing professor. And he ends up sort of like going like down in his basement or something with this other girl and this guy who's sort of like he's supposed to be like a washed up like Motown singer named the Crying Man. And they end up sliding to parallel universes week after week. And so each episode, they go to like, in this universe, the color blue is called red and the color red is called blue. It's the same time. They're not going through time, I don't think. Just different universes.
All right. You want to edit?
I think you would hate it so much it might be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun? Okay. So then edit.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's put it on. But then so like the show, it was on Fox for 1 year with Jerry O'Connell and had like a sort of a, you know, a decent fan base, but then it like bounced around. It was canceled. It got brought back. There's recasting that's going on. It went to Sci-Fi. There's a, there's a million things going on. So, I'd check it out.
Okay. All right. One or two more. We have a lot. I'm going to save some of these for next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Jason McCatt says, "Welcome back, Carter, Season 3, Episode 7, the deprogramming of Arnold Horshack." And the tagline is, "Tired of the way his classmates treat him, Horshack joins a religious cult." I loved Welcome Back, Carter. Yes. It was my favorite 70s show.
All right.
Are you willing to add it to the board?
You got me with Horshack joins a cult.
Yeah, I think that's great. And we got multiple suggestions for adding Welcome Back, Carter.
Okay. All right. And then hopefully when we say Welcome Back, Carter, that will cause Taylor to wake up.
That's right. Every time we say Welcome Back, Carter, yes, she will be very confused. That's why she's changed her name on Twitter. She doesn't want to be Carter anymore.
I know. But you have long spoken about what a big Welcome Back, Carter.
And I never watch it. So I have no idea if it holds up, but I did love it as a kid.
Yes. And how Gabe Kapler is a hero to you.
Gabe Kaplan. Gabe Kapler, I guess he's a hero as like a Jewish baseball manager as opposed to Gabe Kaplan, a Jewish poker player / TV star.
Yes. Okay. Both are fans of the coconut oil, right?
Yes. Yes. All right. So we added three things today: dinosaur sliders and Welcome Back, Carter. We're up to nine. We have nine things in Season 3, Episode 7. We have, I think, 12 ideas on the wheel, but we also have two more things on the wheel: Akiva's choice and Rob's choice.
Okay. All right. So are we going into a spin right now?
Yeah, let's spin. Okay. Maybe 13 things on the wheel. You have the wheel all updated with everything we added today?
Yeah. Okay. So let me go ahead and just give you a reset of what's going on here. Okay. So here is where we currently stand. On the wheel is CSI New York, where we go through one episode of CSI New York, and then we will come back in between commercial breaks to talk about what has happened. Second, music videos. I'll take that right off. That's off the board.
Yes.
Tweets are trash. 10 or trash, a.k.a. 10 or bin. The dad cast, that is the dad advice know-it-alls. 4/13/94, where we are going to randomly select a date from the era of the 90s and talk about...
Yeah, we have big news on that one, by the way. Paul the Saints fan sent us a fancy Excel contraption where we click buttons and it randomly picks the day for us.
Oh, thank you, Paul the Saints fan.
Yeah, so we will be able to... If that gets picked today, we will be able to pick the day right now.
All right, send that man a Teddy Bridgewater fathead for that.
That's right.
Great addition to the show. Seinfeld the Wizard, the one episode of the Seinfeld post-show recap that Akiva and I did not do together. Rob and Akiva PR, where people are going to send us suggestions for things. Maybe we can work Eagle Eye Cherry into that.
Yeah, so that might be the Eagle Eye Cherry episode.
Okay. Season 3, Episode 7, that takes up two spots on the wheel. Is that
double
enough
wheel
for, should it have an even bigger share of the wheel?
I think two is fine now. I think if it's really never getting picked, I think we could talk about adding like a third spot for
it. Okay. Maybe every five episodes we go where it doesn't get picked, it should get additional weight on
the
wheel.
Can it get picked back-to-back episodes? Is there a back-to-back rule?
No, there's no rule against that.
Okay, there's no rule against that.
Okay.
But
all right.
Again, it also, in theory, I like it is a leading candidate for Rob's choice, I feel like. So it really has three spots on the wheel.
All right. So we'll leave it alone. Wife swap quiz, where Akiva and myself will email our respective wives a 10-question quiz, which we will not be privy to before the podcast. That's exciting. Yes. Kids shows are trash, where we are going to watch a number of shows that are popular with our kids, and then and one or two others, what's going on at Rob's choice, Akiva's choice, Oregon Trail, and the rise and fall of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yes. Do we need an expert? We almost need a JTT expert for it.
If we have a Jonathan Taylor Thomas expert, we can bring them in if we think that we won't be able to handle it.
Great. Good idea.
All right, so let's launch the wheel.
The wheel's getting big. Is there something you're rooting for? I guess that don't say, because that's Rob's choice, but is there something you're rooting against?
Nothing I'm particularly
rooting. I don't know we're totally ready to go back to Seinfeld yet. Right. That's not the first thing I'm rooting for.
Right.
Everything else, I'd be thrilled with anything we just added is fun. I'd be thrilled with what, you know, we've got a marriage one, a kids one, a parenting one. Any of those would be interesting to try. Let's see where it spins. And again, your wheel is canon. I don't see what it ends up as.
Okay.
For some bizarre reason, unbeknownst to us.
So here we go. Let's get to the spin. Oh, hold on. I'm going to stop it. But this is not an appropriate spin.
Practice spin.
Practice spin landed on, tweets are, pen are trash. Okay. Thank God it was a practice spin. Okay. All right. Here we go. Real spin.
The moment of truth.
Real spin coming up. Around and around she goes, slowing down, and looks like.
Oh boy.
10
Rob is speechless.
Or trash.
Oh, it comes up both times. Wow. The one Rob said he does not want to land on.
Yeah.
All right. So what happens? Everyone sends us top 10 lists. And we're going to go over these top 10 lists.
So, yes. So people are going to send us their lists of 10 things. And then we will say if their lists are good or if their lists are trash. I mean, thank God that we didn't make that be what the whole podcast was going to be every single week.
Yeah, that does sound like a not sustainable. Listen. All right. And Billy Gross, whose idea it was, I think needs to send us like 20 lists because we need content for this show.
Yeah. Now,
I think if people send good lists, we'll be fine.
Now, let me just ask a question. So,
yes.
If I use the veto.
You can use the veto right now.
Now, is it
this
like,
is getting exciting.
Now, is this like some sort of a power of veto where I get to select what the thing is going to be? Or
no, it's a respin.
A respin.
You use the veto. No, it's not Rob's choice. It's if you use the veto.
Yeah.
Is there a way to get a second veto also? I wonder if we could come up at some point with a way to have like a. Like a golden, like an extra veto.
Mm. Okay, well, let's get some ideas submitted to us on how to get another veto.
How could we get another?
Play.
So if you're going to use the veto, it's
like
a respin,
but
it cannot go. It can come back to tweets or to ten or bin, which would be just an all time moment.
Right. Maybe a $500 charitable donation has to be made for another veto.
If Dan the benefactor wants to pay it out for us, he's welcome to.
All right.
Haven't heard much from him since we started this one.
Are we willing to do that? A $500 charitable donation made. Will we allow that to be a listener veto?
Yeah. If a listener wants the veto, they can take it off for $500 to charity.
They can. Okay.
But you can't take off season 3, episode 7. That's too canon to be on the wheel.
Yes. Does it have to be an approved charity?
Yeah, oh yeah, you can't like give it to Hezbollah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
all right. So do we need to establish the charity that if you can provide us with a $500?
No, you can choose the charity, but we have rights.
No,
of
what
first
if it's their favorite charity and we're sort of like
yeah,
agnostic.
That's fine.
We need a sanctioned charity that is charity.
Who's the charity sanctioner?
We are.
We're the sanctioner.
It's our charity. It'll be our charity that we pick out. I don't know if what did we have last time?
It was the Baby Buggy Foundation.
Baby Buggy Foundation.
Like Jerry Seinfeld's wife's charity.
Yeah, I think that we can share the wealth. So let's come up with what the charity should be for somebody to make a $500 donation to veto our idea. But then I feel like we have to do like an emergency podcast.
Now are you vetoing 10 or big?
I am not. I'm not. Let's do it. Let's see how it goes. Don't make it top 10 music videos.
Yeah, do not make us do music videos. course.
Okay.
And, but we, on my wheel, which yes. is not Ken, 4-13-94 one.
That would have been
good. You would have liked that.
I would have liked that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have this spiffy new randomizer.
Yes.
And the good thing about 4-13-94 is you could literally do thousands of episodes because there's, you know, there's 3,600 yeah. days in
Although,
the 90s.
Some of them would be like pretty redundant of like
yeah, some, yeah, that's
April,
true. It's like,
April 16th, 1993
still going on,
would be very similar like, to the April 17th, 1993 episode.
True. Good point.
Yeah.
True.
So maybe we should just knock out that year in total.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's
only
do
have to worry
commit
about that
to 10 episodes of that.
10 episodes. That's fair. Listen, there might not be a fourth episode of this podcast.
That's true.
I feel like the hellfire that's going to come down from what happened.
There's going to be a reckoning.
There will. Yes,
Omar's coming.
We were riding high.
Yeah.
We thought the first one, people wouldn't like Perfect Strangers. They really loved it. We thought the second one, people would like Madden. They liked it even more.
No.
The third one, we were a little confident. Hey, this will work. I would say
we're due for a social media flogging.
Yeah, listen, like Jacob deGrom, like once a year, he could give up six runs in an inning in the third also. He's still Jacob deGrom. Not that we're Jacob deGrom. We're like Jacob Rame, if anyone's still listening. But all right. So send us top 10 lists. Send us as many as you can because we're going to need content. We can't mess that up so badly, though. I don't think we can really screw that up. Like,
it's
maybe
your list.
Can.
So
yeah.
it's that. Don't blame,
we'll blame
us
the listeners.
If it doesn't work out. Okay. All right. So let's take care of some housekeeping. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could subscribe to our podcast feed. Maybe you might want to after this episode, and maybe you might want to, you know, give it another week or two. But we are doing quite well in the Apple Podcast Store. If you go to robisawebsite.com/nap, you can leave us a rating and review. Right now, we have 43 five-star reviews, a perfect record so
far. Let's get to 100 by next week, although I know that's asking a lot, right?
Yes, and we might be getting a few one-star reviews after this episode.
Don't give us one-star reviews, guys. We're trying our best here. We're not trying to make a bad podcast.
We are trying hard. Okay, since the last episode, we have a lot of people who left us reviews, including Streaky Fresh.
Ooh.
D-Buck77.
Yeah. Are you reading the reviews or just the names of the people?
I mean, there's 16 names that I was going to... So it's going to be a long time to read all the reviews. Although Streaky
Wait, why
Fresh...
Why are you reading their names? How's that?
I'm giving a shout out to the people that left us
okay,
the reviews.
Yeah, you give them
and
shout
again,
out. It's fine.
These are just in the U.S. Apple Podcast Store that we have not done the
now,
the
if you switch the URL from
sure.
U.S. to CA, you can actually see those reviews too.
Sure. But I am in the Apple Podcast app. So difficult to do. But Streaky Fresh says, I listen to these guys on half speed because I can't get enough of them in a normal way.
Yeah, nobody agrees with our 1X. Now, this episode, listen to on 3X and just trust us.
Yeah, we should have that disclaimer at the top of the show. D.S. Bowen, thank you for the review. They loved the Madden podcast. ChuckDoc44, I've never seen Seinfeld or listened to the Rewatch podcast, but I am listening to this one.
Yeah, probably go back and start Seinfeld tonight instead of this.
Thank you to the Real MP. Thank you to Hoopy Man. Thank you to L_Topo, Scott Y, Lego Murph 27, Henry 5454, Brian Dizzle, the Subro, Jeffrey Goldstein, Adam B, the douchey guy, Brendan Fitzy.
Now, is that his name, or are you calling him Adam B, the douchey guy?
Adam B, douchey guy is the name on iTunes. On the eighth day,
okay.
God listened to Robin Akiva. Namaste.
Nice.
Was this review helpful? Yes, it was.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you to Buckner WH. Thank you to and then Monterey Mel. That was from last week. So thank you.
Do you think Buckner WH is Bill Buckner's kid?
Maybe.
In which case, we should say thank you to him.
Yeah. Buckner WH, I stumbled onto the podcast team just before season 9 of the Seinfeld Rewatch. After a couple episodes, I was hooked. Now I am happy just to listen to the banter. Keep it going, guys. But whatever you do, don't talk about music videos.
Well, sorry, Buckner.
I added that last part. Okay. All right. So that's that. Of course, hashtag is need a podcast or RAANAP.
I think people are using RANAP without the two A's. I think people are doing one A. I think the second A is like you leave it off for savings.
Okay. R-A-N-A-P. Leave off the second A for savings. Keep the third A, though, that's between the N and the P.
I guess we'll see everyone next week with a bunch of top 10 lists.
Do you have a hashtag?
Monday.com is our hashtag.
Monday.com. Of course, also, if you want to send us your suggestions and your lists, needapodcast@robisawebsite.com or Seinfeld@postshowrecaps.com.
Yeah, or just tweet at me at Keef26 or at RobSisterNino. I compile everything that comes in on Twitter. That's for the podcast, too.
Okay. Hope you guys got through this. I think the people that just listened to the wheel spin, I feel like probably are feeling a little bit better than the people that had to sit through the music
videos.
They
dodged a bullet, which we probably should have watched in the Corn Freak on a Leash video.
Maybe. Would have been better. All right, Keith, have a good one. Take care. Bye.
Bye.